Eagle 107 is WEGH Northumberland, Sealands Grove. Your home for Sealands Grove Seals football. The Sealands Grove Seals play on Eagle 107.
He's got room. He's turning on the burners inside the 30, inside the 20, inside the 10. Touchdown for the Sealands Grove Seals.
Now it's time for Seals game day from the hearts of Seal Nation. Driven by Sunbury Motors. It's a preview of tonight's Seals game, the Heartland Conference, and games all over the central Susquehanna Valley. Here are Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt.
Welcome back to Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field on the grounds of Sealands Grove Area School District, and welcome to Seals game day, driven by Sunbury Motors with Ford, Hyundai, and Lincoln's in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia's routes 11 to 15 on the strip in Hummel's Wharf. This is Pat O'Brien. I'll be joined shortly by Ryan Brandt. Tonight, it's the 3-3 Sealands Grove Seals hosting the 3-3 Shamokin Indians. Both teams sit atop of the conference with 2-1 records, along with Lewisburg and Jersey Shore, who also sit at 2-1 in conference play. The Seals lead the all-time series versus Shamokin 19-8 and have won. They have in the last 14 while outscoring them 538 to just 147 points for the Shamokin Indians. The Seals got a convincing 34-7 win over Loyal Sock a week ago. The Indians are under first-year head coach Henry Hanoski, and they're trying to bounce back from a 34-13 loss to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs a week ago. Both teams have relied on defenses in 2018 as the offense try to put the right pieces and try to create more consistency for each team. Well, Ryan, the Seals got two defensive touchdowns a week ago in the win over the Lancers, and the Indians' defense has returned three interceptions for TDs, with two of them coming in an upset win over Lewisburg in Week 5. They will rely on defense tonight.
Well, when you get two defensive teams, Pat, playing each other, you know what that means. High-scoring game. That's the recipe. It's funny. You get two offensive teams, and you end up not having a lot of scoring. You get two defensive teams, you're going to get a high-scoring game. Now, both teams' defense are playing well, high energy. One thing Henry Hayanoski has brought to Shamokin is a competitive nature. You can definitely see in film these kids are playing harder than we've seen in the past, and it hasn't been a good pass for Shamokin versus Sealands Grove since 2009 when we started covering on the radio. But Hayanoski as a coach definitely brought that mentality. Their kids gotten a little bigger, too. I think it's worked into the weight room. They've been lifting weights. They're coming. They're playing harder. It's going to be a real physical matchup. You'll really see it on the defensive side of the ball for Shamokin.
You talk about the matchup Sealands Grove's had with Shamokin. Sealands Grove has averaged 36.4 points a game in the last nine regular seasons games, while only giving up less than 10 at 9.2 points per game. Their winning margins, 27.2 for the Sealands Grove Seals over the Indians. And get this, at halftime, they're averaging a lead margin of over 17 points. Sealands Grove has dominated this matchup against the Shamokin Indians. But as you said, Ryan, different guy at the helm for the Shamokin Indians. And he's stressing, let's get back to playing Shamokin-type football with the tenacity and toughness, and we expect to see that here tonight.
Well, I'm sticking with, you know, you're talking about historical dominance over the last, you know, almost decade here. Sealands Grove has only trailed once, and that was the 3-0 in 2012. So, I mean, they've literally handled this series. But, yeah, Henry Hayanoski is already doing something that Shamokin hasn't done in 4 or 5 years. They got three wins. It's been since, what, 2014, since they had more than three wins. So Hayanoski's come in here, and it's weird when you look at their schedule. I mean, they got a come-from-behind win over Milton where they won 34-33. They lost to a very good North Schuylkill team, 36-15. They beat a zero-win Central Mountain team, 35-6. Got it handed to them when Hayanoski came home to Southern Columbia, 48-0 they lost. But then they beat Lewisburg 27-7, a team that Sealands Grove lost to week one. I will say this, Lewisburg did not have their amazing star athlete in Dylan Farinato, and it was Sealands Grove's first game of the season with a very young and inexperienced team, so it's kind of hard to kind of use that one. And then last week, Shamokin lost to Jersey Shore 34-14. I don't know what we're going to get out of this Jersey Shore team. It seems to me like they're a little up and down. But one thing they know they do is they play with a ton of energy. So Henry Hayanoski, I think, has gotten three wins. off that energy. He hasn't been there long enough to maybe bring in the X's and O's and the experience he has as a college and an NFL player.
You talk about their start at 3-3, and you're right. It's the best start they've had since 2014. Now, on the flip side of that, they ended 2014 5-6. But the thing that Shmoke is trying to deal with is, and we talk about their improved defense, but they have been vulnerable. North Schuylkill, as everyone talked about, a very, very good team. Rushed for 443 yards and had five touchdowns against the Shmokin Indians. But North Schuylkill, like I said, is a very good team and took advantage of that opportunity. Now, the one thing that Seals Grove, and this plays right into Seals Grove, and we talked about it off the air before we went on, Shmokin has fumbled the ball 15 times. Now, they've only given it up five out of those 15, but fumbles, even when you recover them, you lose a down, and most likely you lost yardage as well. So, but that's something that'll play into Seals Grove defense aside.
And Seals Grove's been able to force a ton of fumbles, and they've recovered a bunch of them. So it's a great thing for Seals Grove to see a team that puts the ball on the ground a lot, and then we're a team that also makes the ball go on the ground a lot. So that's a good thing there for sure. I tell you, though, you know, Shmokin is a big, aggressive defense. And then after we see Seals Grove's offense last week really get that run game going, that's going to be an interesting matchup tonight. I think one thing Shmokin can do from what I've seen is they can come out, they can be physical, they can blow up lead blocks, they can get to the ball and run tackle. Now, Seals Grove passing game has been struggling a little bit. I think last week, I don't think Danny played necessarily bad. I just think the cornerbacks were very good. Loyal Sox cornerbacks are athletic. They did a good job shutting down, not giving anything. There's nothing open, but Seals Grove was able to run the ball, so it didn't matter. Tonight, I think Danny's back on track tonight. I think tonight's a night where, you know, you got a physical defense that's a lot like Jersey Shore. They put more guys up at the line, more guys in the box. I don't think their secondary is their strength of their defense. I think Danny, if that offensive line can give him a little bit of time, I think the receivers are going to be able to get open. I think Danny gets on back track tonight. I don't expect to see that trend of the running game for us continue to be the dominant thing. I think we're going to get back a little bit to that passing game.
And we found out last week, if the passing game isn't working, they have a rushing game that they can rely on. We saw that a week ago against the Loyal Sock Lancers. Well, we got a lot more to talk about in terms of the Seals and the Shmokin Indians during Seals game day, but we're also going to get previews of other games heard on the family of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. This includes hearing from Kevin Herr covering the Shikellamy Braves on News Radio 1070 WKOK, along with Lewisburg Green Dragons covering the on 100.9 the Valley. And the thing is, the two teams are playing each other, so we'll get a good perspective from each side of the coin in terms of what they think from their teams tonight. A big matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the Lewisburg Green Dragons. We'll also give you the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. So stick around. It's Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motor Company, on Eagle 107 at Eagle107.com.
Blaze Alexander Ford is your premier Ford dealership on Route 45 in Lewisburg. Blaze Alexander Ford prides itself in offering the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle we have in stock. We currently have over $15 million of new and used inventory and over 500 vehicles to choose from. At Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in and be treated the way you want to be treated after the sale. BlazeAlexanderFord.com. It's worth the drive to Route 45.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man and Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man and Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
For almost a half century, Central Pennsylvania has turned to Glick's in Sealands Grove for the best quality in garage doors, fireplaces, stoves, and awnings. With the area's most experienced installers, you know you'll be getting superior service and premium products from Glick's. It's the family name you've come to trust for nearly 50 years. Glick's on Route 15 North, Sealands Grove. And remember, we're always open on Facebook and Glick's.com.
Stream on with Service Electric Cablevision high-speed internet free for 2 months. Enjoy faster speeds for smooth streaming and downloading on all of your devices. Choose the speed that's right for you. Plus, you'll get free installation and 2 free months all-in-one wireless cable modem and router when you sign up. SCCV high-speed internet free for 2 months. Visit sccv.com/speed. That's sccv.com/speed. Offer ends October 26th.
We are Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motor Company here on Eagle 107. Eagle107.com. We have a lot more to talk about in terms of the Seals and the Shamokin Indians. A big hack one game. Both teams sit at 2-1, and the winner tonight in the driver's seat to win the hack one. There's a lot more to play for throughout the season. You got Jersey Shore 2-1, Lewisburg also at 2-1. But we're going to talk more about that later. Right now, the Chicoutimi Braves got their first win of 2018 last week with a 13-3 win over Central Mountain. The Braves rushed for 178 yards and held Central Mountain to just 116 total yards. Now the Seals look for win number 2 against the Lewisburg Green Dragons. So let's hear from the voice of the Chicoutimi Braves, Kevin Herr, covering the Braves on 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Well, the Chicoutimi Braves will look to make it 2 in a row tonight as they go on the road to Lewisburg for the first of 3 road games to wrap up the regular season. Last week, the Braves got a little bit healthier, at least for a few quarters. Darrell Lyles returned from injury, only to see quarterback Duncan Weir go down to injury early in the game. That brought Drew Balestrini back to the quarterback position for the second time this year. He's the 4th player to play the quarterback position for the Braves to date. Although it's not a new position for Drew, he was a youth quarterback in the Chicoutimi program right around the same time as the current Selins Grove starter Eric Schock was learning to play football in the youth program. That's about when Balestrini decided to try another skill position. Now, Lucas Tilford is expected to see the field for the first time in about a month, but he'll likely see action in the slot and in the backfield as opposed to quarterback spot where he started the season. Chicoutimi's defense, though, that was the standout a week ago, held Central Mountain to a late second quarter field goal in the win and caused some key second half turnovers to stop some Wildcat threats. Chicoutimi now -2 in the turnover ratio, which isn't really bad when you figure the team is 1-5. That number's usually a lot higher. Most important last week was the season's first big scoring drive. A 73-yard drive late in the game capped off by an 8-yard touchdown run from Jermaine Herring to lock up a homecoming win and the first victory of the season. Now, tonight, the Braves are going to try and stop an impressive running back in Max Moyers, whose stats are just beyond belief. And the best way to do that? Well, that's probably going to be more of those 73-yard drives on offense. Look for a host of backs to touch the ball this week, and look for a few more Tilford-style sets as opposed to just wing T as more of the veteran players come back on the field tonight. It's Chicoutimi at Lewisburg from Christy Matthews and Memorial Stadium on the campus of Bucknell University. Pregame on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com is 6:30. Join the coach Dick Horton and me for kickoff at 7. For Seals Game Day on Eagle 107, I'm Kevin Herr.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from the experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission, and you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Selins Grove.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motor Company here on Eagle 107, eagle107.com. Hey, remember, check out our Facebook page. Go to Seals Grove Seals on Eagle 107. It's all Seals Grove all the time. We do a Trivia Tuesday, Throwback Thursday, and we get you all caught up and ready to go for the upcoming opponent for the Seals Grove Seals. That's on our Facebook page. Hey, the Lewisburg Green Dragons won 35-7 over Bloomsburg last week to improve to 4-2. Bouncing back after an upset loss to Shamokin in Week 5, Lewisburg continues to rely on a running game. So it's time to check in with Greg Wetzel as he previews the Lewisburg Green Dragons on 100.9 The Valley and WVLY.com.
The Lewisburg Green Dragons play the Shikellamy Braves tonight in a Heartland Conference Division I game. Tonight's game will be played on the campus of Bucknell University at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium, and it is homecoming for the Green Dragons. Lewisburg comes into tonight's contest with a record of 4-2, and Shikellamy comes in with a record of 1-5 after defeating Central Mountain last week by a score of 13-3. Last week, Lewisburg defeated Bloomsburg by a score of 35-7. Lewisburg's offensive and defensive lines dominated the game. Lewisburg rushed for 270 yards and held Bloomsburg to under 50 yards rushing. Max Moyers rushed for 192 yards and 25 carries and scored 4 touchdowns. Moyers leads the area in rushing yards with 1,045 and in touchdowns with 16. Shikellamy comes into tonight's game coming off its first win of the season as they defeated Central Mountain last week. Shikellamy runs the wing T offense and because of injuries has had to rely on third-string quarterback Drew Balestrini. Their leading rusher is Jermez Herring with 188 yards on the year. Their leading receiver is Darrell Lyles with 7 receptions for the season. Shikellamy runs an odd man front defense and are very aggressive with the blitz. They like to blitz on almost every play. It will be important for Lewisburg's offensive line to again be the aggressor tonight. If they can pick up the blitz, they could break some long runs tonight. Defensively, Lewisburg will want to force Shikellamy to throw the ball because that is the weak point of their offense. If Lewisburg can do this, it should be a happy homecoming. Game time is 7 o'clock with their pregame at 6:30 on 100.9 The Valley and WVLY.com. I'm Greg Wetzel for Game Day on Eagle 107.
All right, Greg, thanks very much. Sean Carey here in studio as we continue Seals Game Day on Eagle 107. We'll have scoreboard updates from across the Valley tonight at Eagle107.com. Games that we're following include Warrior Run at Bloomsburg, Williamsport will be at Pittston tonight, North Schuylkill at Tamaqua, Milton traveling up to the Northern Tier as they take on Wellsboro, South Williamsport at Central Columbia, Loyal Sauk at Mifflinburg, Berwick at Hazleton, and tonight you got the battle for the old shoe, Muncie at Montgomery, Jersey Shore at undefeated Southern Columbia, Millersburg at Tri-Valley, Williams Valley at Pine Grove in the Tri-Valley League. Midwest looking to continue their magical season. They're in the Pottsville area tonight to take on Nativity BVM. Juniata at Upper Dauphin, Susquehanna at Halifax, Hughesville at Mount Carmel, Line Mountain at Newport, and Danville homecoming tonight. The Ironmen will entertain the 5-1 Montoursville Warriors. Cody Jarrett from SusquehannaValleySports.com will check in tonight, give us a report on that matchup on Sunbury Motors game night. So keep tabs on all those scores all night long at Eagle107.com on the scoreboard page. Take a quick break, and after that, we'll head back to Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field as we continue Seals Game Day with Pat and Ryan on Eagle 107.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, Dad, football takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It sure does, Ben. Hard work and discipline make a team successful.
Like your CPA business?
Yes, my clients and I are a team. I work with them for all of their income tax, payroll, and bookkeeping needs. It doesn't matter if it's one person, a family, or a whole business. I get things done, just like our football team does on the field.
So do you have a playbook?
Kind of. My goal is to do my absolute best for all of my clients. They can call me, William D. Booker, CPA, at 570-374-7343, or visit me at 530 South Market Street in Sealensgrove, next to the American Legion.
Go Seals!
Hi, I'm Jace Brandt. When my father, Ryan Brandt, isn't calling Sealensgrove football games, this company, Alpha Electrical Contractors, can serve your electrical needs. Alpha Electrical can wire your dream home, build a new service for your upgrade, or fix that flickering light. Alpha Electrical will even hang your flat-screen TV for nearly half the price the department stores charge. No job too big or small, Alpha Electrical will do it all.
Call Alpha Electrical at 570-898-3099.
Want to get a huge discount on any new Toyota at Aubrey Alexander Toyota? Just unlock it. It's the brand new feature at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com. Go to any of the over 200 new Toyotas at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com. It's this simple. Click on Get the Unlocked Price, log in, and unlock your low, low price. It's simple, it's fast, and you'll save on a huge selection of new Toyotas. Unlock your low price only at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com.
This is Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motor Company or Eagle 107. Eagle107.com. Ryan ran down what Schmogen has done up to this point. Taking a look at their schedule again. They start out with a win over Milton, lost to North Schuylkill, undefeated North Schuylkill, before beating Central Mountain 35-6. They got shut out by Southern Columbia before the upset win over Lewisburg 27-7, and they lost last week to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. So right now, again, Schmokin sits at 3-3, 2-1 in conference play. For the Sealensgrove Seals, they start out with a loss to Lewisburg 32-22. Then they beat Jersey Shore 31-10, got shut out by Southern Columbia. They shut out Schick in week four, 35-0, before falling to Berwick 21-7. And last week, the Sealensgrove Seals traveled to Loyal Sock and beat the Lancers 34-7 behind two defensive touchdowns, a 95-yard interception return by Josh Nyland, and a 32-yard fumble recovery by Ben Swineford. Again, Sealensgrove after tonight, they'll have at Central Mountain, at 5-1 Danville, and at 5-1 Montoursville. Speaking of Danville and Montoursville, the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. This week, it's the 5-1 Danville Ironmen versus the 5-1 Montoursville Warriors. So we'll keep an eye on this tough game of the week. Ryan, two opponents for Sealensgrove down the road at Danville, and here home to wrap up the season against a good Montoursville team.
You know what else I noticed here when you were reading off both team schedules and results? Neither one of these teams has won two games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of these teams have lost two games in a row. Sealensgrove won their last game, and Shamokin lost their last game. So something could break tonight, and I hope it's two losses in a row for Shamokin and two wins in a row for the first time this season for the Seals.
Hopefully streaks will continue, like you said, with Shamokin falling to Sealensgrove here tonight. Sealensgrove will get their first back-to-back win of 2018. And as you said, Shamokin would lose two games in a row. See if that works out. Speaking of last week, Sealensgrove beat the Lancers 34-7. Sealensgrove had 17 first down. Lancers had 10. Sealensgrove rushed for 248 yards to just 26 for the Lancers. But Sealensgrove only passed for 66 yards, while the Lancers threw for 164 yards behind sophomore quarterback Chase Cavanaugh. So total on the night, Sealensgrove went for 314 yards total. The Lancers just 190. Sealensgrove struggled in the penalty department, six penalties for 50 yards. The halftime score was 21-7. Sealensgrove led in that game. Looking at the Shamokin Indians, lost last week to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs 34-13, where they gave up 355 yards, 240 through the air, 115 on the ground to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Jersey Shore led 22-6 at halftime, and they saw Shamokin put the ball on the ground three times. Ryan, we talked about that number already. 15 fumbles by Shamokin on the season. They've lost five of those. And the reason we bring that up again, and it's worth mentioning, is Sealensgrove has forced fumbles this season. So that could be a big opportunity for Sealensgrove, something they already do well and you get somebody vulnerable like the Smokin' Indians who have put the ball on the ground.
I mean, Sales Grove's forced a lot. I mean, Sales Grove's recovered a lot. They have 13 fumble recoveries through six games. I mean, that's ridiculous. I know we were talking before we went on the air. I wonder what the record is for a season. I can't remember the years we've covered of anything like that, this kind of start on forced fumbles and fumble recoveries for the Seals. But if you're going to tell me we're playing a team that puts the ball on the turf, I'm feeling good. I mean, now watch, we're jinxing it all. I mean, we're as fans, we're dumb for even bringing this up. You know, as far as calling the game, I guess we have to give you those kind of insights. But, yeah, you watch tonight, there'll be zero fumbles.
Well, on a good point of that, we talked about with Derek Hicks last week, and we said the sophomore quarterback, Chase Kavanaugh, for the Little Rock Lancers, had only thrown the ball 19 times. He struggled in the games that he had played. They had not won. And, boy, he came out, and I told Derek during the interview, which we'll hear from him in a little bit, he looked like an all-state quarterback in that first half.
He hit, like, his first seven passes. It was crazy. And they were good throws. It wasn't like some of them were deep downfield. I mean, give credit to also the receivers last week. Lewis Sock had some nice, big athletes at receiver, but this QB didn't look rattled at all. He didn't look a guy that wasn't seasoned. He came out, and he took it to Seals Grove's defense with the ball in the air. And again, Seals Grove, what they do best at halftime, coach him up, make adjustments, and the second half was a different story. But, yeah, that was just kind of jinxed last week. We didn't think their quarterback was going to do too much, and he came out, and he was delivering.
Over the last 5 years, Shemokin has struggled. Last year, they were 1-9. Seals Grove beat them 20-0. In 2016, Shemokin was also 1-9. Seals Grove beat them 38-20. That was a game that was close, 24-20, until a late touchdown, Garrett Campbell, for the Seals Grove Seals, and were able to pull away and win by 18. But now 2015, Shemokin was 2-8. Seals Grove beat them 52-7. In 2014, and we talked about that, was their best start until this year, where they went 3-3 and ended up 5-6 that season. Seals Grove was able to beat them 49-0. In 2013, Shemokin was 0-10. Seals Grove beat them that year 42-13. So we're looking over the last 5 years. Shemokin's only won 9 games. That's an average of 1.8 wins a year, by almost losing 9 games a year. Now, on the flip side, Seals Grove's success over the last 5 years include 2 seasons with 11 or more wins. That was in 17 and 2015. But then outside of that, in 16, they went 8-4. 2014, they went 9-4. In 2013, they were 500 at 6-6. Seals Grove averaging over the last 5 years over 9 wins a game and losing less than 4 games a year. So, again, all the stuff we're breaking down here and the stuff we're talking about sways in the favor of the Seals Grove Seals to win this game tonight. But again, we're talking under new head coach Henry Hanosky, and we're interested to see what the stamp is for Henry Hanosky on his Shemokin Indians. And Derek already talked about it when I met with him earlier in the week, about just getting him in the weight room, get the numbers higher, get some depth on the roster. And we've seen that already during the warm-ups here. These kids do look bigger, and there are a lot more Shemokin Indians on the roster this year than years past.
I mean, let's be honest. The guy won a Super Bowl. Who doesn't want to hang out with a guy that won a Super Bowl? These kids are probably – kids that never even played football probably went out for this. And you know, you don't get to where he got as a player without a special culture or mindset. This guy is a workhorse. He's a competitor. He knows what it takes. If you ask me, in that Super Bowl at halftime, he was one of the guys you might be talking about for MVP. I mean, he was making things happen in Super Bowl. And he's just that type of athlete, that type of competitor. People around him are going to be better because of it. And he's definitely going to bring that as a coach.
Well, one thing, and we talked about and read, and you say about guys coming out that possibly would not have come out or hadn't come out, and one of them is Joe Mosser. He's a split-end junior, 6 foot, 165 pounds. He was a leading scorer on the basketball team a year ago. His first time coming out to play football, he's 8 catches for 129 yards for the Shemokin Indians. So you get that kind of response when a guy comes in with the name, but now you get some wins under your belt, you gain some confidence, but you have to be able to surpass that 500 record or that 5-6 record that they had in 2014 to be able to gain that level of confidence that maybe they're turning the corner here. But, as Derek would say, let's not turn the corner here tonight against the Seals Grove Seals. Speaking of Derek Hicks, we're going to hear from him at the bottom of the hour as he talks about preparation for the Shemokin Indians and how he's seen a difference in the Shemokin Indian team. All that and more as we continue with Seals Game Day here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
There's a new breed of dog in town and so many different ways to make your mouth water. You've got the Coney Island dog with chili, onions, grated cheese, and mustard. You've done got your Basset Hound with blue cheese coleslaw, dill pickle, tomatoes, mustard, and poppy seeds. Oh, si, senor. Don't forget the Chihuahua with a bacon slice, chili, and cheese. I guess you can teach old dogs new tricks. Stop by Wicked Dog Grill at 28 South Market Street in Seals Grove and make sure to like Wicked Dog Grill on Facebook.
Seals Grove Ford is proud to be part of the Seals Grove community and happy to support our local students and athletes at every level. They say it takes a community to raise a child, and Seals Grove Ford is proud to be part of a community that instills upon its youth the traits of preparation, hard work, drive, determination, and a great attitude. All are needed to be successful in school, business, and life. Good luck to all Seals throughout your career from Seals Grove Ford at the bridge in Seals Grove. Go Seals!
Before we travel to the football stadium to cheer on your team, Tri-County Tag, your local PennDOT partner, can make sure your vehicle or tailgating RV is ready to roll. Tri-County Tag Service, Hummel's Wharf, is your convenient one-stop shop for fast and efficient service. Registrations, title work, and transfers, driver's license renewals, and notary services. All of those tasks that can seem overwhelming are taken care of without a long line or appointment. Tri-County Tag Service, the Susquehanna Valley's trusted PennDOT partner for over 40 years. Open Monday through Saturday at Park Road and Pennsylvania Avenue in Hummel's Wharf. State and service fees apply.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Eagle107.com.
Seals game day on Eagle 107, as we're less than a half an hour away from the homecoming matchup at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field between the Seals and Shamokin Indians. Sean Carey with you in studio. Henry Hynoski's high school resume stacks up to any player that has ever played high school football in the state of Pennsylvania. 7,165 yards rushing, 113 touchdowns, four straight Pennsylvania state championships, too. Hynoski played 2003 to 2006, which was a brief hiatus in the Seals Grove Southern Columbia series, so he never played a game against Seals Grove. Ironically, Henry Hynoski's best game of his career came on November 27th, 2004, at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field, in a 76-47 win over Pius X in a single-A state quarterfinal game. Hino, then a sophomore, rushed for 409 yards and five touchdowns. That night, the Southern Columbia offense racked up 770 yards on the ground. Tonight, he's got the ball cap on and the coach's whistle as the head coach of the Shamokin Indians as they take on the Seals. And once we come back from our timeout, we will hear from the head coach of the Seals Grove Seals, Derek Hicks, in his weekly conversation with Pat O'Brien as we continue Seals game day and the Derek Hicks pregame show next on Eagle 107.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Blaze Alexander Ford is your premier Ford dealership on Route 45 in Lewisburg. Blaze Alexander Ford prides itself in offering the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle we have in stock. We currently have over $15 million of new and used inventory and over 500 vehicles to choose from. At Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in and be treated the way you want to be treated after the sale. BlazeAlexanderFord.com. It's worth the drive to Route 45.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man and Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man and Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
Eagle107.com. This is Sealands Grove Seals football on Eagle 107. It's time for the Derek Hicks pregame show. Now back to the stadium with Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, and Coach Hicks.
Pat O'Brien along with Coach Derek Hicks as the Seals Grove Seals getting ready to take on the Shamokin Indians as they return to Seals Grove at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field to take on the Shamokin Indians. They also return to Hack 1 play against the 2-1 Shamokin Indians. Seals Grove also 2-1 in conference. So it's a big matchup between these two teams. But before we take a look at Shamokin, we take a look back at the win over the Little Sauk Lancers a week ago, 34-7. And Derek, we said it after the interview when you were talking to Ryan. What a strange first half that was, and the fact that the defense ended up getting two defensive touchdowns, but it also was the defense that was showing some vulnerability against the sophomore quarterback, Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I mean, took us a little while to settle in defensively. Like you said, two scores, which is a nice start, but in between those two scores, we gave up a score. And it was, honestly, that was on me. That was an adjustment I had to make. On film, they had not had any success passing the ball. Very few attempts with the sophomore quarterback. And, we certainly didn't expect them to come in and start slinging the ball around like they did. So after that drive, that was one of those, kind of scrap the game plan and pull out the play sheet and see what you think will work and change things up. And fortunately, the kids responded on the fly and things worked out pretty well.
And talk about that passing game again. Chase Kavanaugh for Loyal Sauk, who had only had about 19 completions all year long, filling in for Connor Watkins, but ended up throwing for 164 yards and just about all of them in that first half. It seemed like it was, I'm going to throw it up, let some athletes make some plays, and that was part of what the adjustments need to be for your defense.
Yeah, I mean, they have two dudes on the outside, and, we knew number one, we were double covering him. We just didn't expect the backside to be as strong as it was. So, again, that was just a little tweak with the secondary coverage. And, after that scoring drive, I think the kids settled in and did a nice job.
Well, then you talk about your running game got going as other things were struggling for you. Joe Conner goes over 160-some yards, 168 on the night. End up getting that big touchdown at the end of the first half. What does that do for you going in the locker room, knowing you have that you just put in into the game plan to be able to run like you did?
That was big. I mean, to get that score, go up 21-7 before the half, knowing that we were getting the second half kickoff, that's a nice momentum boost, and it's also a nice confidence boost in that we wanted to run the football, and we had struggled early on. The line was kind of struggling getting the push, and went with the fullback, went with an I-type backfield on that drive, and that seemed to make the difference. We got a push, we had the fullback in there, and that's just big going into the locker room, like I said, especially getting that second half kick.
So you get the win over Loyal Sauk, and there's three big plays in the game that we were talking about in the booth during the game. One, we end up talking about, they have not made a field goal since 2014. They come up, looks like a makeable field goal to put them up 10-7. You end up missing that, you get the ball back, you avoid that score by Loyal Sauk, big play there. Obviously, the interception by Nyland for 95 yards, touchdown. But the strange play in the end zone where they called offensive pass interference. I didn't get to see it on film. What was that play? We were surprised by the call.
Watching that live, I thought for sure, when I saw the flag go, I thought it was on us. And when they started moving back, I about fell over on the sidelines and got home and was uploading film, late Friday, early Saturday, and kind of jumped ahead to that play to see what was going on. And on film, to me, it's actually a no call. Dean was where he needed to be. Their receiver got underneath him, and you let the boys play ball. So sometimes, you get upset with officials, and sometimes they cut you a huge break. And that's a couple plays before Nyland scores. So that was definitely a break in our favor at that point.
It would have been a touchdown for the Loyal Sauk Lancers, and we're talking about it end up being an offensive pass interference. The Loyal Sauk receiver caught the ball, an apparent touchdown. But what a big change that was! And like you said, Derek, turns into a couple plays later, Nyland catches the ball where the quarterback threw it right to him. It was his worst pass of the night on a good first half for Nyland and turns it into a touchdown, a big momentum boost for your Seals Grove Seals. So they go on a win, beat Loyal Sock 34-7, improved to 3-3, setting up a game tonight against the Shamokin Indians. And for our first question, we send it to Murphy as she'll address tonight's game.
The Seals Grove Seals have had a lot of success against Shamokin, but how do you make sure they're ready and focused going into this week's game?
It wasn't hard because we, with Shamokin knocking off Lewisburg 2 weeks ago, that put us right back in the Hack 1 title picture. If you want to stay in that picture, you've got to get the win against Shamokin. And if we're able to beat Shamokin, then it comes down to the Jersey Shore Lewisburg game, which I believe is next week. So that's kind of what I've been preaching to the kids is, if we want to stay the one seed, if we want that home field advantage for districts, and if we want that shot at the Hack 1 title, which, 4 weeks ago we didn't think we had, this is a must-win game. So they've been in the film, great week of practice, and wasn't hard to keep them motivated.
Talking to Coach Derek Hicks, part of the Derek Hicks pregame show here on Eagle 107, eagle107.com. So Shamokin Indians under first-year head coach Henry Hanosky, and always curious about what you've seen and the change in the new leadership at Shamokin. You've seen a lot of the change over the years, but what do you see from Coach Hanosky as you're preparing for the Indians?
I'm obviously spending a lot of time as a defensive coordinator looking at their offense, and you're going to see a variable offense. I told the Daily Item when I spoke to them, they'll come out and they'll be in wing T one series. A couple plays later, they're in spread. Next thing you know, they're running a pro eye look. Then they're going with like a jumbo heavy package with extra linemen and fullbacks in there trying to mash the ball. So lots of different looks out of them. And the other thing I notice is, Henry's, he's coaching that physicality that the Cole region was always known for. And, you can see that this year's Shamokin team, they're a little tougher and a little more physical than what we've seen in the past.
So speaking of their toughness and knowing what you're going to get from a Shamokin Indian team, you have a quarterback in Danny Shock who struggled last week. His numbers end up 6-for-16 for just 66 yards and threw another pick. His preparation going into this game, where is he mentally and in his preparation for a Shamokin team?
He's all right. He's a worker, lots of questions in practice, kind of preparing for things. And the nice thing for him last week, when you can rush for almost 250, it takes the pressure off your quarterback because, at that point it was handed to Joe Kahn or Nate Schoen and kind of see what they can do. So that'll be the plan again, is trying to establish that running game, take some of the heat off the quarterback. When Coy Bastian has had reps in practice this week, he's looked really good running the football. So that's another look that we might, see how the game progresses, we might be able to show.
One of the big things, again, last week, Joe Kahn, 168 yards behind an offensive line that's been together for a couple weeks in a row. Is that still the case as you move into this home game against the Indians?
For the first time, I think, all season, both sides of the football, everybody's healthy, everybody's ready to go.
What have you seen Nate Schoen? And you moved in, speaking of the lines, the defensive side, Nate Schoen moved up, played the DN position. Have you liked what you've seen from him, and will he continue to play that DN position?
He's back there again, and it's just, he's an athletic kid that super quick, not afraid of contact, and he presents a challenge for a D tackle just because of his athleticism. And he's doing a nice job, couple mistakes here and there, but what you have to realize is, although it's week seven for us, it's basically like a scrimmage preseason type situation for him. That's all he's been doing, is playing there for a couple weeks. So, we're going to take those growing pains and the positives right now far outweigh a mistake or two here and there.
You talk about the Shamokin Indians and how you've seen the toughness, and we know the type of game that you will get from Shamokin when it comes to that element of it. Penalty-wise, and I know you'll say hustle plays are fine, you get these in-game penalties, but the kind of penalties you need to stay away from are extracurricular stuff. How important have you focused on that as you prepare for the Indians?
It's one of those things. We've been, honestly, pretty disciplined for the most part with what I would call the silly penalties. A couple holds here and there, and some in-game, like you said, hustle-type penalties, which You know, if you're going 100%, they're going to happen. You don't want them to happen, but they're going to happen. You know, we've been smart with the late hits. We had a call last week on a targeting type call, which on live I thought was questionable. And when you watch the film, you know, unfortunately, it's not like college where they can review it because it wasn't even close. And again, that's one of those things where officials make mistakes. And, you know, we took the penalty and you move on and you keep playing football. So not something we want to dwell on with the kids. We want them hustling. We want them playing hard.
The last element of last week's game that I want to talk about in terms of correcting and making sure you're more prepared is the exchange from the center to the holder and for the kick. Had a couple of miscues last week. Anything needed to be tweaked about that, or is it just a matter of making sure they're prepared and ready to go?
Yeah, no, it was just a couple bad snaps. And, you know, Christian Kantz is he's tired. He's running receiver. And then he's coming in trying to snap. And fortunately, we got Connor Reinhart back, who for the extra points and the field goals, he's going to be the guy now. And, you know, that should hopefully shore things up for us.
Well, Derek, we appreciate your time as always as your Seals Grove Seals in a big Hack 1 matchup against the Shamokin Indians, both teams sitting at 2-1. And from what you talk about, we know it's at stake. So we wish the Seals good luck. And, of course, every play is going to be heard right here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
You know you go to DQ when you think Blizzard, but hey, fans, how about some food? Fan food.
The DQ Honey Barbecue Glazed Chicken Strip Basket, the $5 Lunch, KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger, or the new Crispy Chicken Salad. And if it is a Blizzard that you want, the Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough is the Blizzard of the Month.
Tell the whole stadium, fan food, before the game, after the game, and everywhere in between. Dairy Queen, Routes 11 and 15 on the Strip, Sealands Grove. Go Seals, go DQ. Fan food, not fast food.
For almost a half century, Central Pennsylvania has turned to Glick's in Sealands Grove for the best quality in garage doors, fireplaces, stoves, and awnings. With the area's most experienced installers, you know you'll be getting superior service and premium products from Glick's. It's the family name you've come to trust for nearly 50 years. Glick's on Route 15 North, Sealands Grove. And remember, we're always open on Facebook and Glick's.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motor Company. Your Eagle 107, Eagle107.com. Almost time for the opening kickoff at the top of the hour between the Shamokin Indians and the Sealands Grove Seals. Just heard from head man Coach Derek Hicks and his team's preparation for a big matchup, big Hack 1 matchup against the Shamokin Indians. We've already talked about Sealands Grove has dominated this matchup between these two teams over the years. Actually, you look back, the last time was 2003 that Shamokin beat the Seals and did it twice in that year. The first meeting since 1989, the Seals were defeated 28-7 in the regular season and then fell 4 weeks later 17-3 in the district playoffs. Well, we're getting near the kickoff. We got the national anthem coming up here. We're going to step aside here and allow it to play here as we get ready for the opening kickoff. Again, 2-1 Indians against the 2-1 Sealands Grove Seals. Again, here's our national anthem.
Oh, see.
you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Again, going back and look at the dominance of the Seals Grove Seals over the Shamokin Indians. And then versus the Shamokin Indians in 2011, the Seals had 8 sacks. Harley Stahl had 3. Eric Eaton at 2.5. Mike Eade had 2. And Mike Walter, a half a sack in that 2011 matchup. That would be the only win for the Seals Grove Seals in 2011 as they beat the Shamokin Indians. In 2012, the Seals won 20-13 in the regular season. And, boy, bounced back in a big way, winning 41-0 in the District 4 semifinal games against the Shamokin Indians. The Shamokin Indians saw Seals Grove dominate them in a big way in 2015. The Seals won 52-7. The defense picked off 5 passes, recovered a fumble, and blocked a punt. 2016, the Seals defense had 11 tackle for losses. Ryan, tackle for loss has been in a big way here tonight. We've already talked about the forced fumbles and Seals Grove able to get on top of them to get more possessions, but also getting in that backfield, disrupting things, will be a key here tonight against this Indian team who's looking to find some consistency on the offensive side.
I mean, that tackles for a loss, 22 Seals Grove has this year, and they've had a lot of pressure. I mean, there's stats in there you can't get, QB pressure, even pressure in the backfield, bumping runs out around. Seals Grove's been there all year. Zyders has been amazing from his defensive end position. Then you have Nate Schoen playing there the last handful of games. I like the move for him to there. They just get in the backfield, two big, strong athletes, just creating a lot of havoc. So you're going to see it tonight. I think you're going to see two defenses out there bringing a ton of energy, and to me that's fun. I love watching defenses get in the backfield and creating havoc. I don't care. You watch any level of football, that brings a ton of excitement.
The Seals Grove, as we've been covering them, have not lost to the Shamokin Indians, 11-0, that counts regular season and playoff games. The most points they scored was 55 in 2009. The least points Seals Grove has allowed is they've had 3 shutouts in 12, 14, and 2017. Look at some of the top performers. Logan Livey, 320 yards in 2017. Javon Batts ran for 269 yards, 3 touchdowns, just 9 carries, almost 30 yards per carry. Garrett Campbell had 220 yards, 3 touchdowns in 2016. And Ryan, going back to 2009, Ryan Kaiser, 176 yards, 2 touchdowns back in 2009. So offensively, they dominated. We talk about what they've done on the defensive side and interceptions. Dan Bossinger, back in 2010, had 2 picks against the Shamokin Indians. Like to see more interceptions from Seals Grove. Again, by this time last year, they had over 7 interceptions. This year, they have 2. Swineford has 1. Nylon, of course, had an interception a week ago for a 95-yard interception return. But again, can't talk about enough about the dominance of the Seals Grove Seals have over the Shamokin Indians. One thing we looked at, Ron, while we were off the air there, our Derek interview, is points in the first quarter. Seals Grove has not scored a lot of points in that first quarter. Shamokin as well, not seeing the end zone in that first quarter. So an important element, who gets on top first.
Yeah, I mean, fast start here would be great, but like you said there, Seals Grove has not had good first quarters. Shamokin's done a good job of limiting their opponents in the first quarter. But when you look at Seals Grove, their best quarters scoring are the second and fourth. So as a team, as they get going, as they get more comfortable in the groove of the game and things warm up, they get better. If they were to come out and get a fast start, we could have ourselves a blowout. And I don't know how Shamokin would react to that, but I know for Seals Grove, that would be a sign of a lot of scoring to come. You know, it's funny you said that some of these scores that Sealands Group has had against Shamokin, like a 52-point game, a 49-point game. That was 2014, 2015. And I kind of just looked over since we were covering. How many points do you think Shamokin scored against Sealands Group total in the last 9 years?
69.
83.
Wow.
So in 2014 and 15, the Seals combined for over 100 points in those two games in two seasons. So, I mean, it's just been a dominant series in the last decade and a half for Sealands Group. And tonight, I think this is going to be one of the better Shamokin teams we've seen. I think they're definitely bigger. They're stronger. I'm not sure about their skill position so much, but they do come with an intensity. And it's probably going to be one of the better Shamokin defenses we've seen. But this is a Sealands Group football team that's getting better week in, week out. We love what we're seeing out of them. And I expect them to come out tonight. Would I be surprised if they get another Sealands Group Shamokin kind of blowout win for the Seals? I don't think I'd be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised, though, if you saw a nail biter here where two teams battle it out, giving it everything they got.
Both teams have made their way onto the field, getting ready for the opening kickoff at the top of the hour between the Sealands Grove Seals and the Shamokin Indians. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to hear from Ryan. What's going to seal the deal for victory for the Sealands Grove Seals as we wrap up Seals game day here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Stream on with Service Electric Cablevision high-speed internet free for 2 months. Enjoy faster speeds for smooth streaming and downloading on all of your devices. Choose the speed that's right for you. Plus, you'll get free installation and 2 free months all-in-one wireless cable modem and router when you sign up. SCCV high-speed internet free for 2 months. Visit sccv.com/speed. That's sccv.com/speed. Offer ends October 26th.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive, addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Eagle 107. Classic rock. We're WEGH, Northumberland, Sealands Grove. It's almost time for kickoff. From the stadium, here again are Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt.
Welcome back to Harold L. Bolick Memorial Field on the campus of Sealands Grove Area School District. It's the Sealands Grove Seals taking on the Shamokin Indians, and as we wrap up Seals game day, we always do that by sending it to Ryan about what's going to seal the deal for victory for the Sealands Grove Seals.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make this one's going to be fun, Pat.
Okay.
I got a text from a good friend of mine. I go to church with him, Brother George texts me, and he says, pre-game prediction, he goes, pain. And then he quoted Clubber Lang, Rocky III. So, Mike George, he's saying the prediction is pain. I'm going to go with it. I think Sealands Grove just got to come out, match the intensity, be the aggressor, be more physical. I think that's where this battle is. I think Sealands Grove has the better team. Are we going to match their intensity, the intensity that Henry Hayanoski has brought to this Shamokin program? I love the intensity we saw last week. I don't expect anything different. I think Sealands Grove comes out tonight, and they just play as hard as Shamokin. The rest will fall in place for them.
Let's see how it unfolds here tonight as that wraps up Seals Game Day. This has been Seals Game Day, driven by Sunbury Motors with Ford, Hyundai, and Lincolns in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia's routes 11 and 15 on the strip in Hummel's Wharf. The captains for Sealands Grove tonight was Joe Kahn, Nate Schoen, Ben Swineford, and Josh Nyland. Josh Nyland coming off a game where he had a 95-yard interception return for a touchdown. Really swung things in Sealands Grove's favor. And it actually back-to-back touchdowns by the defense, and it followed Swineford's 32-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown as Sealands Grove would go on and beat the Loyal Sox Lancers last week, 34-7. Seals Grove would get the opening kickoff to start things here tonight. Seals Grove 3-3 on the season, and so are the Shamokin Indians. Both teams at 2-1 in hack play. Big hack one matchup between the Indians and the Seals is now underway. Be a short kick taken by Nyland at his 9. Working from right to left, and it's going to be hit off his feet as he crosses the 10-yard line up close to the 15. Looks like they'll mark it about the 14-yard line, and that's where Seals Grove will start the possession. First down and 10 from their own 14 as Josh Nyland slow to get up and make his way over to the sideline. Danny Schock at quarterback for the Seals Grove Seals. In the backfield, you'll see Joe Kahn and Nate Schoen. The receivers, Ben Swinford, Josh Nyland. On the offensive line, Zeiters, Thomas, Maul, Bainey, and Benford. The tight end is Wyatt Metzger. 12 catches on the season, 155 yards, and a touchdown for the Seals. First down at 10, they come out the I formation. Wide receivers to each side. Going in motion is Kantz. This is a good pitch. Going to go to Kahn off the left side, as he's going to be able to bull his way beyond the 15-yard line, close to the 17-yard line. So a short pickup by Joe Kahn that time. About 2.5, maybe 3. It'll be a second down, and we'll call it 7. Just underway here from Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field.
Nice early run here by the Seals. They set it up. Actually brought motion away from the direction they were going. Nobody, though, shifted for Shamokin, which was good for them. But Kahn got enough blocks where he was able to pick up 3 good yards.
They stay in the I formation. This time going to send 2 wide receivers to the right, as Schock is under center. Gives it to deep man Kahn again. Off the left. Gets a block. Short of the 20-yard line, as he'll take it to about the 19-yard line. Call it a pick up about 2. So this is going to set up as there is a flag on the play. So we're going to stop action here. It's been a lot of struggles this year, not only for Seals Grove, but for their opponents as well in the penalty department. Look back in week 1 for Shamokin. They had 13 penalties for 90 yards in week 1 against Milton. A come-from-behind victory for the Shamokin Indians. But this is going to be a penalty against the Seals Grove Seals, as Schock is talking to OC Derek Pope here on the near side.
Got a holding call against the Seals.
So it's going to discuss one. It was a short pickup by Kahn, but they are going to walk this one off, and it's going to put Seals Grove deep in their own territory, just outside of the 8-yard line. So it's going to be a second down for Seals Grove. They need to get to the 25-yard line to secure a first down. Second down and long. We'll call it a second down and 16. Just underway here. No score. Trips to the right. One back in the backfield is Kahn. Shotgun formation for Schock. He's going to give it to Kahn. Off the left. Met at the line of scrimmage. Knocked back. Might have got forward momentum back to the 8-yard line. And that's going to be it. It's going to set up a third down and long for the Seals.
It's that delay handoff there again. Seals Group last week started getting the I formation, power I, pound the ball, quick handoff downhill. Had a lot of success. That one a little bit more of a delay in the backfield. And Kahn was met at the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up half a yard there.
Knowles, Zaylor, Marufka up front. Bartholomew, Pohl, Wetzel, Miller, and James are the linebackers, with Cole, Shikitano, and Bowers the defensive backs. Quick throw this time by Schock. Overthrows his tight end Metzger. Falls incomplete. And it's going to be a punting situation for the Seals deep in their own territory. Jogging out to do the punting will be Metzger, after he was the intended receiver on that pass. But it falls incomplete and not a good start for the Seals in their opening possession.
Yeah, and there's actually a holding there, a very clear holding that I saw from the Seals Grove offensive line. Easily could have thrown a flag. Seals Grove would be even pinched further back. But just get away there. Don't throw the interception. Get your punter out there. See if you can get a boomer here.
One of the guys back deep is Wetzel for the Shamokin Indians, waiting for the Metzger punt. The ball hits the turf at the 42, rolls to about the 43, and it's going to be spotted down there. And that's where Seals Grove will take over. Shamokin will take over in Seals Grove territory to start their first possession of the night. Looking offensively for the Shamokin Indians quarterback, it's Colin Bowers. He's got 40 completions on 83 attempts, 562 yards and 5 touchdowns. In the backfield, you'll see Bryson James and Mark Wetzel. The receiver, Shikitano, Mosser. Up front, Maruka, Hornberger, Nelson, Zaylor, Frederick. The tight end is Knowles for the Shamokin Indians. We'll take a look at the Seals defense after this first down and 10 play for the Indians at the Seals Grove 43-yard line. Bowers rolls to his right. He's got a man. Makes a catch. He's got 10, 15 before he's knocked out of bounds inside the 30-yard line, down close to the 25-yard line for Schmoke, and they'll mark it at the 26-yard line. So a quick pickup, a pass, and catch for the Smoking Indians. First down.
Everett Thomas, great push up the middle. I thought he got grabbed, too, as he was trying to get in the backfield and get pressure. No flag there, though. That could have easily been a holding call against Shamokin.
First down and 10. First possession for Shamokin, deeper into Seals Grove territory. This handoff is going to go to James. Trying to pop it to the outside, being pursued from behind, and he'll go down. A flag on the play as Zeiters will make the tackle, but there's going to be a flag on the play, and we'll have to see what it is. As Seals Grove was able to stop Bryson James for the loss on the play, it's going to be holding against the Shamokin Indians. We talked about these penalties, and there's been a lot of them throughout 2018.
Well, and you got to give Bashan a ton of credit there. Quay just getting in his block, sticking it, and he went to shed it and make tackle, was unable to get off the block. He actually only got one arm out. The other one was being held. And he did enough there to bounce the runner back and give time for Zeiters to come from the defensive end position and just finish it off for the tackle for a loss. So Bashan with a lot of effort there, even while being held, create a tackle for a loss. And then the holding on top of it now, Shmokin's looking at first and 25.
That's a spot foul. Drive him outside of the Seals Grove 40-yard line at the 41. Two wide receivers split to the right. Bowers under center. Another flag going to be thrown here. Look at the defense for Seals Grove up front. Zeiters, Schoen, and Thomas. Linebackers, Kahn, Almet, Schaefer, Showers, and Bastion. The defensive backfield will be Swineford and either Heilenbach, Nylon, depending on situational. And the safety is Hoover. So the ball's outside of the 45 for Bowers. Rolling to his right. Gets rid of it. Throws it. Got a man. Makes the catch at the 32. They knock him back to the 35-yard line. A host of defenders on the play. You see Schaefer in on the tackle. Momentum all the way to the 31-yard line. Wow. It'll be a second down and still long for the Shamokin Indians.
Yeah, just nice job. They bought time. QB got out around and delivered a throw. I will say this. The receiver took some punishment there. We talked about this last week. How long could Loyal Sock take those big hits? We'll find out the same thing with Shamokin this week.
10-yard pickup for the Shamokin Indians. Quick throw this time. Gets it out there for Chicatano. Makes a catch. Makes a man miss at the 29-yard line. He's going to fall forward to the 27-yard line. He's going to pick up four on the catch. It's going to end up being a third down and 10 for the Shamokin Indians. First possession of the night for the Shamokin Indians. Seals Grove was three and out on their side. No score here in the first quarter between the Indians and the Seals. Shamokin of it. Third down and 10, just outside of the 25-yard line. This is where this possession started for the Indians. Two backs in the backfield with Chicatana going in motion from right, left to right. Rolling to the right is Bowers, being chased from behind by Thomas. Gets rid of it, though, in and out of his intended receiver's hands. His intended receiver that time, number 84 for the Shamokin Indians, unable to make the connection. As that was, Mosser was the intended receiver. Fourth down and 10 for the Indians.
Teague Hoover on it from safety position just makes a great break on that pass. I think he got just enough of his hand on the ball to deflect it and cause the incompletion. Being that it is on the 26-yard line, looks like Shamokin's going to go for it here on fourth and 10.
Fourth down and 10, 7:52 to go in the opening quarter with no score. Mosser split to the right, Chicatano to the left. Split backs in the backfield. Bowers fakes it to the man in back. Now he's going to take off and run it. Trying to get to the edge. Being chased from behind by Almet. Gets away from a defender at the 5, inside the 5-yard line. Down to the 2-yard line. 24-yard pickup for Bowers on the run for the Indians. And a big first down inside of the 5-yard line.
He got out around a bunch of arms there. Showing some speed. Shmokin's fast. They're physical. They're sticking the defenders enough to give a little bit more time. And when you have some speed there at the quarterback like Shamokin does, you're only getting outreached hands. None of them able to grab a hold and bring him down. He picks up big yards.
First down and goal to go. Bowers gives it to Bryson James into the end zone. Touchdown for the Shamokin Indians.
Shamokin just came out and put a drive together. I mean, they were looking at first and like 30-something. They were able to pick up the first down, utilizing the fourth down and 10, and then they just pounded in the end zone. That's an impressive start for Shamokin. Not only their defense got it done with a three and out, but then also their offense gets out there and puts a 42-yard drive together to get the first score of the game on their first possession.
Kramer will attempt the extra point here. It's up and splits the upright, and it's good. So just like that, the Sealands Grove Seals find themselves down 7-0. And we already talked about the struggles of both teams to be able to score in the first quarter. That's a huge boost for the Shamokin Indians to be able to get on the board. They lead 7-0 with 7:25 to go here in the first period.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, Shamokin has battled with some good teams, and they've shown the ability to have some, you know, higher scoring games. And they just came out there, and their offense was physical, and they did just enough to pick up a first down on a first and forever. And then they just pounded it in with some power running, and their offensive line's doing a good job. They're big guys there. Seals didn't get through. I mean, it was the first possession of the game. We'll see as this game goes on how that plays out. But one thing we've seen from the Seals defense, no matter who they played outside of the Southern game, they've been able to get in the backfield, even against a really good team like Berwick. The Seals are in the backfield creating havoc. Not so much on that first possession there.
Kramer will kick this one off for the Indians. Nylon and Kahn back deep. As Nylon will have it at the 9. Runs up the left side across the numbers. Gets to the 30. Still going 35-40. Tried one man to beat, being chased from behind. He gets into Shamokin territory before he's finally taken to the turf. But he's able to get it inside Shamokin's 45-yard line to start the possession at the 43-yard line.
I like when Nylon runs north to south. Sometimes he likes to go east and west a little too much. First drive, he did that. That time, he just hits a hole and he flies. Couple little hand tackles on his feet, which slowed him down, but he's showing great burst, getting his speed built back up. And what a move he put on what looked like would be the last guy to make the tackle. Literally just juked the guy out of his shoes. The guy fell over. They got caught just enough from behind to be brought down, but big return there from Nyland.
Great field position to start as they're trying to answer the Shamokin touchdown. This is going to go to Kahn. Trying to go off the right, not going to be able to get there. Going to be stopped that time by number 23 for the Shamokin Indians, able to get there and take him down quickly, and that's Paul. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 180 pounds. So the Shamokin Indians get on the board first on a six-play, 43-yard drive. 2-yard touchdown run by James. The extra point good. And Sealands Grove find themselves trailing 7-0. That's the Sealands Grove forward drive summary. Sealands Grove just gets one on the run there. 7-9. Sitting at the 42-yard line in Shamokin territory. Shock drops back under pressure. Gets rid of it. It's got a man. It's Camp making the catch on the left sideline in front of his defender. Tiptoes up the sideline right at the first down marker. Going to pick up about 9 on the catch from Kantz.
It looks like he's going to have the first down there. That was a good play call. Quick out to Kantz. Pressure came from that side, which left Kantz pretty wide open. And he caught it and did a good job with the yak. The yards after the catch, he turned up field, and it looks like they're giving him the first down. So he just got it by probably about the length of a football.
Like the design there. Just a quick throw. Get Shock back to feeling confident about himself, trusting himself. Looked like he was rattled just a bit over the last couple weeks. But Derek talked about he's a worker. He's a guy who will ask a lot of questions. He wants to get better. He's a guy that's trained for this opportunity. So as you said, Ryan, expecting potentially a big night from the freshman quarterback. Shotgun formation for the Seals. First down and 10. Some pressure on Shock. Going to try to take off and run with it, and he's not going to be able to. It's going to be a loss on the play all the way back to the 39-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of 6 on the play. It's going to be in a second down and 16 for the Seals.
And that time, there was nothing. There was no quick check for him. All three receivers downfield were running routes of 15-plus yards. So the pressure got there quick. He didn't really have an option and nothing underneath. So had to take the sack. He did try to escape the pressure, but it was coming from all angles. And he just did his best to protect the ball and get as much as he could, and ended up being -6.
7-0 lead for the Indians. 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. Sealands Grove has a second down and 16 at the Shamokin 39-yard line. Under heavy pressure, as Shock is hit, the ball is incomplete. It was intended for Kahn on the quick screen, but it falls incomplete. It's going to be a third down and 16.
Well, that was like last night. If you watched Thursday night football last night with the Patriots and the Colts, at one play, the tight end Ebron, little screen. Luck barely got enough on it. Ebron just picked it up at the ground. That time, Danny Shock kind of looked like that play if you saw it last night, but Shock not enough on it. The receiver unable to get it before it hits the ground. But give credit to Shamokin. They're bringing the house. I mean, they're getting pressure. And those are some big boys.
Well, they're going to possibly do that again here on his third down and 16. Make it third down and 17 for the Seals. Shock drops back. He's got a little bit of time. Now he's going to take off and run with it. He's got green grass in front of him. Trying to make a man miss. Not going to be able to. He's hit hard. There's a flag on the play on the tackle that time. Nathan Miller, number 32 for the Indians. But we're going to have to wait to see what the penalty is here and the way the body language, Seals Grove is walking back. So looks like it's going to negate a run by the Seals Grove Seals freshman quarterback.
Well, one of the things that Seals Grove has struggled this year with is teams that have big, aggressive defensive lines. Southern, Berwick, even the Jersey Shore game for a while. Those style of defenses have caused fits for the Seals Grove offense. I mean, seeing what I'm seeing right now from Shamokin, I'm more impressed with them than I think I was with Jersey Shore's front. Not going to say they're the same as Berwick or Southern, but that those front four or five guys getting in there, causing a lot of issues right now.
7-0 lead for the Indians. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The only score coming on a Bryson James 2-yard touchdown run, his sixth of the season. He is the leading rusher for the Indians, and he adds on another touchdown. He's got six on the season for the Indian offense. Shotgun formation for Shock. Two wide receivers to the right. Drops back under some pressure. Take it off to his right. Now going to run with it. Nope, keeps looking downfield. In and out of the hands of Nylon, but he's able to secure it at the 39-yard line. Well short of a first down for the Seals. About a 14-yard pickup on the pass play, but well short of a first down. Metzer is going to come out to punt this away and try to pin Shamokin deep in their own territory.
I like what Danny was doing is he was avoiding pressure. He was rolling out, had his eyes downfield. He actually pump faked. I think he wanted Nyland to start heading downfield, but didn't get that. But he threw a strike anyways. Nyland did a good job of catching the ball after taking a big hit, bobbled it for a second, but had the presence of mind to secure it.
Pearson and Wetzel back deep waiting for the Metzger punt. A high punt. And it's going to bounce at the 16, get a good Seals Grove roll inside the 10, and finally stop about the 7-yard line. So Metzger get what you need from your punter, able to pin the Shamokin Indians deep in their own territory. But Seals Grove finds themselves trailing 7-0 with 3:56 to go in the opening quarter. Seals Grove struggled to score in the first quarter, only 14 points in the entire season. Struggles are also for the Shamokin Indians, but Shamokin has the better of them right now, leading 7-0 over the Seals.
And remember, Seals have only trailed once to Shamokin in the last 9 years. So here we are. Here's the second time now in a decade.
Looking to get a big defensive play here as we watch plays, and then we give candidates for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Handoff is going to go to Wetzel off the right side, hitting the backfield, spins out of a tackle. But blue shirts are able to be there to take him off his feet. Ryan Aument in on the stop for the Seals Grove Seals. Loss of one. It'll be second down and 11 for the Shamokin Indians.
Yeah, good pressure that time. Actually, number 68 for the Seals.
Baney
gets in the backfield, doesn't get the tackle, but creates the pressure, bumps it out. And that's where you had Aument. It looked like Bastion. And I believe Joe Kahn got in on that as well.
As they were able to get to the ball, after you said, Baney was able to get him off his feet, make him spin, and the blue shirts finished him off. Second down and 11 for the Indians, leading 7-0. Goes to the deep man in the backfield. Wetzel again, hit the backfield, spins at the four, and he'll go down right there. Host the blue shirts again, and on the stop, look like Bastion walking away from the pile for the Seals. A loss on the play. It's going to be a third down and about 13 for the Indians.
Yeah, Bastion looked like Shonen there. And also 65, which I believe is Schaefer. He was in there as well, getting a tackle for a loss. And Zider's taking on two guys there, and that was where they were looking to run. But I think that was clogged a little bit, and then that's what caused the hesitation, enough time for those three Seals defenders to get in and make the tackle for the loss.
Ryan Aument is wearing 44 here tonight, the linebacker for the Seals, showing blitz. Zider's able to grab Bowers in the end zone. The ball's thrown up in the air. It's going to be a flag on the play. As Zeiters got in there, was able to get to Bowers. Bowers just tossed the ball up in the air. And now we're going to see what the call is in the end zone.
That's going to be a safety because it's intentional grounding while in the end zone. So Zeiters is going to get the sack and the safety there.
A safety for the Silas Grove Seals. Their third safety over the last nine seasons. John Deku has one. Jack Gogler has one. Now you can add in another safety for the Silas Grove Seals.
It's funny how that works because you and I were talking off the air about that. It's a lot of safeties. You know, I mean, that's a very uncommon way of scoring. To have two in the last 9 years is pretty crazy. Now you got a third one in a decade. So 30% of the games, there's a safety in favor of the Seals. But how about the Seals Grove defense? 2 weeks now in a row scoring points. Last week, they, you know, if you give them credit for the PATs, they accumulated 14 points. Now they already got two here. They have scored first in both the Loyal Side game now and here today against Shamokin. So that is big. Now you get points and the ball. Great job by Zeiters getting pressure in the backfield.
Zeiters will get credit for the safety. So he'll go along with, as we said, John Deku and Jack Gogler. Big-time defenders for the Seals Grove Seals in years gone by. Jack Gogler now at Bloomsburg playing fullback. Had his first career touchdown a couple weeks ago, 20 yards out. Our stat man Zach Showers there to celebrate that touchdown run by Jack Gogler. But the Seals Grove Seals get the safety, and then they'll get the ball back here. Looking to get great field position. As Kramer will walk up and kick this one away, gets a good kick away. Be taken by Kahn at the 27. Trying to run from the right hash to the left hash. Up the left hash. Mason Man Myth still going. Able to bounce off of guys at the 45 to 50. In the smoking territory at the 40. Down to the 39-yard line. Joe Kahn continues to show muscle. It gets a good run back for the Seals. Great field position right around where they were going to start the possession. A possession ago.
The kick return team is 100% focused and ready to get things done. Nyland with the first big run. Now you match it with Kahn. Great field position. Both times now, Seals Grove has started these drives around the Shamokin 40-yard line. Last time it was the 43. This time it's actually the 39. So unbelievable field position. But this offense can't hurt themselves by taking sacks or penalties.
First down and 10 for the Seals. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. 7-2 lead for the Indians. This is Bastion. Quarterback keeper gets to about the 38-yard line, and that's going to be it. So 1 yard pickup that time by Bastion. It'll be a second down and 9 for the Seals. Derek talked about that in his interview, that don't be surprised to see a little bit of a mix-up between the two quarterbacks just to give an additional look to the smoking defense.
Well, and they're two different style of quarterbacks. Bastion's definitely coming in as the more elusive, athletic-style quarterback. Not that Danny's not an athlete. He definitely is. But, you know, they also have the Wildcat formations. This is a guy that's capable of doing this position, and it creates some issues for Shamokin.
Bastion in there. He's going to be hitting the backfield and slam to the turf. Making his way in there to get the sack that time is Zalar, the senior 6'3", 275-pound lineman for the Shamokin Indians. It's going to be a loss on the play all the way back to the Shamokin 45-yard line. A loss about 6 on the play. So that's going to be up at 3rd down and 16 for the Seals. Going in the wrong direction as they did on the last possession when they had great field position in Shamokin territory. Ball sits at the Shamokin 45-yard line. Shotgun formation with wide receivers to each side. Nate Schoen alone back in the backfield along with Bastion. Bastion looking right down the sidelines. He's going to throw up a pop-up to give a baseball turn. That ball was thrown a mile in the air. And fortunately for Seelensgrove, was not intercepted, hits the turf, falls incomplete, and it's going to be a punting situation again for the Seals. So two straight possessions that went backwards for the Seals and forcing Metzger to try to pin Shamokin Indians deep in their own territory.
A different quarterback, same results right now for this Seelensgrove offense. And that time, it definitely came out of Bastion's hand, awkward. It was like end over end, almost like a bad punt. But, you know, that pass was so bad, it was almost hard to intercept, so... Fortunately, it did fall free, and then Metzger's going to be able to punt it.
Direct snap to Joe Kahn, trying to get to the edge off the right side. Not going to be able to. White shirts all over that. Short of the 40-yard line at the 41-yard line, and that's where the Shamokin Indians will take over first down and 10, leading 7-2 with just 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Boy, on 4th and 16, that's a tough one. Asking a lot out of Joe Kahn and a fake punt situation there. And he might have picked up, what, 3 or 4 on that?
4 on the run there by Joe Kahn on the direct snap and the punt formation. As you said, it would have been a long way to go to try to pick up the first down. It gives Shmokin good field position as they'll have it at their own 41-yard line to start this possession. Bowers under center. Quick throw this time out the flat to Shikitano. Trying to make a man miss at the 41-yard line. Not going to be able to. A wall of Seals Grove Seals able to stop him. Is that Nyland on the far side able to stand him up, get some help from his defenders? Maybe a pickup of 1. It'll be 2nd down and 9. 7-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians. Under 15 to go. Could be the last play of the first quarter. See, the play clock is not working at the moment unless it's turned off because it was under 25. As Bauer will drop back, rolling to his left. Makai Showers under pressure. And he's going to be finished off as Schaefer came in, but it looks like Showers will get credit for the sack to finish up the first quarter for the Seals Grove Seals as the ball's all the way back to the Shamokin 31-yard line. Clock shows 0-0. So that will end the first quarter. A first quarter that saw Bryson James take it in the end zone for the Indians and a safety for the Seals Grove Seals to leave us at 7-2. We'll go to the second quarter. This is Seals Grove Football brought to you by Seals Grove Ford on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. 10 days of deals going on to October 15th. Huge discounts on in-stock vehicles for the next 10 days. We have the all-new 2019 Ram Bighorn in stock with up to $7,600 in discounts and a few other Rams with discounts over $10,000.
Now, those discounts are huge. We also have 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Pluses in stock with $4,500 off.
Plus, we have over 75 more Jeeps.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Sunbury today during the 10 days to deal event or give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Eagle 107.
Sunday, the Eagles are back at the link to host the Vikings. Pregame show starts at 3, kickoff with Merle Reese and Mike Quick at 4:25 on Eagle 107. Get ready to move into the second quarter. Seals Grove trailing for the first time ever. Broadcasted by Eagle 107 to end the first quarter. They trail 7-2. Seals Grove, first downs, one first down for 22 yards total offense in that first quarter. Shamokin, 2 first downs, 22 yards as well. Bowers, 4 for 8 for 38 yards for the Shamokin Indians. They lead 7-2. Moving into the second quarter. This is going to go to Bryson James. Spins out of tackle. Gets to the 35-yard line. They'll mark him at the 36-yard line. So it's going to be a short pickup, but will force a punting situation for the Shamokin Indians. Slow to get back up to his feet is Zeiders and Micaiah Showers as they peel themselves off of the runner for the Indians, Bryson James. But they force a punting situation after a 5-yard pickup. West will do the punting for the Shamokin Indians. Dropping back will be Nate Schoen and Joe Kahn, and they'll jog inside of their own 35-yard line waiting for the West punt. Good punt. We'll go to Kahn. He makes a catch at the 31. Not going to be able to make a man miss. Mosser able to come make the tackle immediately. Seals Grove will have it at their own 32-yard line. First down and 10 for the Seals. They trail 7-2.
You can definitely see it in Shamokin. They are playing with a level of intensity. They fly to the ball. They're hungry. It's all downhill style. Not what we're used to seeing from Shamokin the last couple of years, but Henry Ionoski's brought that competitive nature, that competitive mentality. And you can see it. They're flying to the ball. They're laying hits.
Well, they'll have it first down and 10. Again, Seals Grove trailing for only the first time since they trail 3-0 in years gone by. So Seals Grove come out in an I formation. Schoen the fullback. It's going to go to Kahn behind the Schoen block. Not much there. Goes down right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 for the Seals Grove Seals, trailing 7-2 to the Shamokin Indians. We talked about how they had not trailed much against the Shamokin Indians, and the last time was in 2012 when they trailed 3-0. They've never trailed at the end of a quarter. Another thing that happened here tonight is they trailed 7-2 to move into the second quarter. Second down and 10. Ball sits at their own 33-yard line for the Seals. Going to go in a shotgun formation with Schoen and Kahn. Ball set to each side of Shock. Showing blitz of the Indians. They back out of it. Shock gets rid of it. Looking for Metzger. Well over his head. Falls incomplete. And it's going to be a third down and 10.
Nothing right now going for Sealands Grove's offense. Throwing the ball, running the ball. Just Sealands Grove struggling to get anything going. It's not even a matter of, like, what Shamokin's doing to stop it. You can just see there's not a rhythm right now. And we've kind of seen that this year in a couple of games where it's taken a little bit of time for Sealands Grove offense to gel and get things going. We saw it last week. And you feel like if they can just keep it close and stay in this game, eventually that offense will get going and maybe they can start and get their first lead.
Wide receivers to each side. Third down and 10. Shock drops back. Looking on the slant to Swineford. Knocked away by the defender. Falls incomplete. And it's going to be a fourth down and 10. And a punting situation on that play defensively was Paul for the Shamokin Indians.
Yeah, Sealands Grove in their last two possessions, honestly, negative 6 yards. They had negative six. Oh, I'm sorry, they picked up four in the fake punt. So negative two in their last offensive possession and zero here. Really struggling right now, Sealands Grove offense.
Metzger will punt this one away. Pearson and Wetzel waiting for the punt. He gets it away. It's going to go off to the left, go out of bounds at the 36-yard line. We'll mark it at the 35-yard line, and that's where Shamokin will take over first down at 10. Shamokin leading this one 7-2 with 10:14 to go here in the first half. As Bowers will bring his offense out on the field. As Sealands Grove has not had much to cheer about other than the safety by Zeiters in that first quarter. Again, looking for some consistency from this offense. The defense came up big a week ago with two defensive touchdowns and shutting down Chase Cavanaugh in the second half. Handoff goes, nope, Bowers is going to keep it. Hit in the backfield by Zeiters, loss on the play. As Ider rips away from defender and takes him down quickly.
Not surprised there. Second tackle for a loss for Zeider tonight. He also has a sack. He also has a safety. And he was assisted on two other tackles. So Blaze Zider's just taking off where he is every game. And after every week, just a dominant force there from that Sealands Grove defensive line.
Zeiders came in tonight with 38 tackles, 8 tackles for a loss, and 3 sacks. The defense has 16 sacks on the season. 22 tackles for loss coming into tonight. And Ryan mentioned already, 13 forced fumbles, almost 3 fumbles forced by Sealands Grove in 2018. Loss on a play of 2. Shotgun for Bowers, a designed run, keeping it. It's got a big hole. Off the right, makes a man miss at the, and the ball's on the turf. Right on cue, it is a scramble for it here on the near side. Micaiah Showers is pleading with the official to say it was Sealands Grove, but they're going to say ball was out of bounds. So possession will stay with the Shamokin Indians. That's their 16th fumble of the season for the Indians, and they'll keep it.
Very fortunate for the Indians. That ball found itself out of bounds. I think actually a Sealands guy jumped on it, and before he could get possession was rolled out of bounds. So at that point in time, it's going to stay with Shamokin. A big hit there. Was that Showers, you said? I didn't get the number there. Showers won force in the fumble. A nice hit, and it was a good run by Shamokin QB there, designed. He picked up big yards.
And the end result makes it a third down and about 2.5 for the Shamokin Indians. They lead 7-2 here in the second quarter. Shotgun formation for Bowers. Blitz being shown by Schaefer. Bowers is going to design run it. Ryan Allman hits him in the backfield, and he'll go down. The sophomore linebacker able to get in there. Bastion helped finish him off, but a big loss on the play by the Seal defense.
Ryan Allman has been an excellent addition this year to the Seals defense. The last couple weeks, he's been one of the leading tackles. He's up there. Love there with anyone on the team, and especially early on, he's that early start guy. Tonight, not as active early on as what he's been the last couple, but I'd say that with him now getting his second tackle for a loss, so those are two very good tackles that he has.
So Wes will drop back to punt this away for the Shamokin Indians. They lead 7-2 with 8:41 to go here in the first half. He gets it away. A line drive kick bit taken by Kahn at the 30, trying to work left to right. Up the right hash, up to the sideline, flag's going to be thrown, as Khan's able to take it beyond the 45-yard line out to the 46-yard line. But the way the flag was thrown, it appeared to be a penalty against the Sealands Grove Seals.
I thought I saw some really good blocks there. I must have missed something there, but a lot of effort there from the Seals to try and create an edge, and I thought they did. Khan did a nice job of finding it and exploiting it, getting a decent return, which looked like, you know, he caught it in traffic. Looked like it could have been a quick catch and tackle, but I do think this penalty, it looks like it's going to be against the Seals, so it will march them back probably about to the 20, well, they have it to 27-yard line, 28-yard line.
The Bucknell Bison look to make it two in a row in Patriot League tomorrow as they host Colgate at Christie. The pregame starts at 11:30, kickoff at noon on Eagle 107, eagle107.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. First down and 10 for the Seals. They trail 7-2 with 8:26 to go in the first half. Shotgun for Shock. Actually, it's, yep, it is Shock, but he's going to hand it off that time. Still struggling is the running back that time. Looked like it was at Schoen trying to get to the 31, and that's where they'll spot him at the 31-yard line after the pickup of three by the fullback.
Nice power run. I like it. On first down, you get fresh legs Schoen in there, spelling the Joe Khan, and he just puts his shoulder down, picks up 3 yards, sets up a second and seven.
Seals Grove trails 7-2 to the Shamokin Indians. Just both defenses are playing well here in the first half. Seals Grove will have its second down and seven. Shotgun formation for Shock. Two wide receivers split to the left. Blitz being shown by the Indians. They come. Quick throw out to Nyland. Makes a man miss at the 29-yard line. He's going to get out to the 34-yard line. A pickup is just three. So it's going to be a third down and medium for the Seals Grove Seals to try to move the chains.
Just a quick pass in the flat to Nyland. See what your athlete can do with the ball. Give credit to Shamokin. And a lot of guys flying to him. He does make the first guy miss, Nyland does, and it picks up three. But Shamokin just flying to the ball. They seem to be white jerseys all over Seals Grove players.
So big third down play here for the Seals Grove Seals with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. They trail 7-2. I formation behind Shock. Fakes it to Khan. Now he's under heavy pressure. Rolling to his right. Back to his left. Look, it's got a man deep down and fail, but he's not going to be able to get rid of it. He's hit right at the 35-yard line. And he'll go down there, and it's going to end up being a fourth down situation.
Yeah, wide open downfield. I don't even get the number yet on that.
Cants,
wide open. All you got to do is just throw that ball up in the air and let it float. No Shamokin defender near him. But Danny Shock under pressure, unable to locate the open Cants. And he's going to take. He picks up a couple yards on it, but it's still going to be fourth down and two.
Metzger will have to punt this away. It's a low snap. Fortune, his knee wasn't down when he picked the ball up. And the ball's going to hit at the Shamokin 45 and roll just to the 43-yard line. So good field position for the Shamokin Indians to start this drive. They lead 7-2. Lone scoring for Shamokin on a touchdown run by Bryson James, his sixth of the season. It was a 2-yard touchdown run with 7:25 to go in the first quarter. At Seals Grove, we'll get a safety by Blaze Zeiters with 2:26 to go in that first quarter. And that's all the scoring we have. It's a 7-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians. And speaking of scores, we're going to try to throw it back to Sean Carey very soon as he gives us our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Toyota, or Alexander Toyota, who brings us our out-of-town scoreboard. But see if we get a break here shortly. We'll try to send it back to him. But here, Shamokin has it first down at 10 at their own 42-yard line to start this possession. Bowers turns, gives it to the fullback Wetzel. He's into the second level. It's going to get out to the 49-yard line. He'll burst for 7-yard pickup. He'll bring up a second down and three for the Shamokin Indians, short of midfield.
Nice draw up the middle. Shamokin hits the hole, and they get 5 yards down the field in a snap of fingers before even the secondary and linebackers for Seals Grove knew it. I believe Bastion and Schaefer are the ones in to finish it off, but a good 7-yard run on first down for Shamokin.
5:45 to go here in the first half. Seals Grove trailing 7-2. Wide receivers each side. I formation behind Bowers. Takes the snap. Gives it to his fullback, trying to stretch it to midfield, and that's going to be it after the 1-yard pickup. See Schaefer knife it in, involved in the stop there after the 1-yard pickup by the Indians. It'll be a third down and two.
That was a big stuff there by Schaefer, and I think Zeiter is there. Both guys showing some muscle, clogging it quick and not allowing him to fall forward. Maybe a yard on the play.
forcing a big third and two. Tight formation this time. As Bowers turns, his running back falls. Now he's improvising. He's going to pick up a first down. Slammed to the turf by Swinefurt, but he'll have enough for a first down as he picked up about 3 yards. He only needed two in the Sealands Grove territory.
And what's crazy about that was a broken play. The snap was a little high. He had a hard time handling it. And he actually, I think, bumped it off of his running back going through. That was a decoy. And just basically rolled out and took off and got enough for the first down. But I don't think that was by design. I don't think it was supposed to go where it did. But it worked out for Schmoke, and they picked up the first down.
Yeah, I think the running back fell down as Bowers turned. He made the most of it, got the first down. This time it is going to go to Bryson James. He busted off the left side, hit right at the 45-yard line. So he's going to pick up three on the run. Most of the defenders in on the stop that time for the Seals Grove Seals, led by Blaze Zeiters. It's going to be a second down and seven for the Indians.
Yeah, Zeiters first guy to the ball. You also had Ryan Ahmet and Bastion flying in to help finish that off and limiting it to a three-yard gain.
Looking for candidates for the Schmokadam Health Center. Backbreaker play of the game. Pitch this time goes to the deep man. Making a move in the backfield, but slammed to the turf. Coming up that time was that
Bastion.
Schaefer and Bastion in on the stop for the Seals defense. It's going to be a loss of a yard and a half. It's going to be a third down and about nine for the Indians.
Bastion having a great game so far. He's got five tackles. Two of them are tackles for the loss. We've also seen him in a lot of plays that you don't see in the stat column where he's shedding blockers, forcing the ball, stringing it out. He's having a really nice game tonight.
So it'll be a third down play here for Shemokin. Third down and nine. Blitz being shown. Bowers rolling to his left under heavy pressure. Gets rid of it. Got a man at the stick. That's Mosser. He'll make the catch. Knocked out of bounds. But he got enough for a Schmokin Indian first down just short of the 36-yard line.
That was tough. That was tough. A lot of pressure. QB running backwards, throwing off his heel. And, he's literally threw the ball 22 yards. And somehow no coverage there or just not tight at all like we were playing off. Got to know where that first down marker is. Got to know when to close that gap. And Shemokin pulls off an amazing play to pick up first down.
11-yard pickup for Shemokin. This is going to go to Bowers. Design run into the secondary. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for the Shemokin Indians. No flex.
We said before the game, Pat, the aggressor. You've got to be the one that delivers the pain. And right now, Shemokin is the aggressor. They are delivering the pain. They're delivering the blows. They're beating Sealands Grove at Sealands Grove football, the style of football that Sealands Grove plays. So something, the adjustments at halftime certainly will help. But, again, we said it, you're going to have to match the intensity that Shemokin plays with. And so far, Sealands Grove hasn't done that. And pending a PAT, they're going to be down 14-2.
Kramer will attempt the extra point off the Paul hold. It bounces back to Paul. It's on the turf, rolling around. And Paul's going to be hit in the backfield and taken down. So the extra point, no good. So one bright spot for the Seals Grove Seals is their ability to get there on that fumbled snap on the extra point try. But as you said, Ryan, Seals Grove finds himself after that touchdown run by Bowers of 36 yards down 13-2 with 3:24 to go here in the first half. Unfamiliar territory for the Seals Grove Seals against the Shemokin Indians. We talked about the dominance that Seals Grove's had over the Shemokin Indians in the time that we've covered them. And right now, it's all Shemokin here in the first half. The Shemokin's able to finish off a 7-play, 58-yard drive, take it 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Bowers takes it from 37 yards out for the touchdown. The extra point no good on the fumble snap. But that's the Seals Grove forward drive summary.
I'll tell you something that's really key here, too. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go. Sealands Grove's about to get the ball. They need to pick up a first down. They haven't picked up a first down their last three possessions. They got to get this clock running. Because if you give it back to Shemokin with time, they go down and score and get up 20-2 and get the ball at halftime. That's a horrible situation for the Seals to be in.
See if they can do it by getting good field position here as Kramer will approach the ball here for the Indians and kick a line drive and hits the turf and rolls to an up man. He's got the ball crossing the 35 to the 36-yard line. Sealsgrove will have good field position on the return that time was Bastion, able to scoop it off the turf. But he does give Seals Grove good field position to start this possession. One game we're keeping an eye on, we call it the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. It's the 5-1 Danville Ironmen taking on the 5-1 Montoursville Warriors. We'll get an update on that very soon.
Bastion back in at quarterback. So Seals Grove just trying to juggle quarterbacks right now, see if they can't spark something.
Schoen will line up on the right side. Kahn long back in the backfield. Just go to Kahn off the right side, trying to get, but he's not going to get anywhere. Lost on the play. That's the direction they were successful against the Loyal Sock Lancers, but they are not going to be able to get off the right side. Good stuff. Number 32, Nate Miller for the Shamokin Indians.
Yeah, it's tough on first down when you're going backwards, and Seals do this too often. Something maybe we break down this week over the drives this year, how many times Seals Grove has been at second and more than 10. So far tonight, they've had a second and 7, a second and 10, a second and 10, a second and 10, a second and 7, and now a second and 14. So have not been super successful on first down.
Shotgun formation for Bastion. Drops back. Look, it's got some time. Gets rid of it. Throws it over the middle. Almost picked off. Hits the turf. And there's going to be a penalty on the play. Wetzel hit Metzger. And I think that's what the flag's going to be, as the tight end was hit by the defender of the Shamokin Indians.
And Seals was going to get bailed out there because that was pretty good coverage. There was a linebacker underneath, a linebacker in coverage, and a safety over top. That was a dangerous throw. So to get that penalty there is a huge, huge blessing for Seals Grove. Fortunate, you know, there couldn't even be a bit of an interception. There's a lot of traffic to be thrown in.
The Steelers host the Atlanta Falcons Sunday afternoon on the Valley. Join Bill Hargrove as he makes the call for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pregame at 11, kickoff at 1 on 100.9 the Valley. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Atlanta Falcons Sunday on the Valley. So they talk out the penalty here and a benefit to the Seals Grove Seals, as you talked about, Ryan. That's a huge benefit for the Seals. They're looking for something positive. Bastion in a quarterback trying to hit Swineford or Metzger. And with the penalty, it'll give them automatic first down outside the 45-yard line.
If this drive results in a score, that could be your Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game nominee for this quarter.
We'll keep an eye on that as this possession progresses. Bastion drops back, fakes it. Now looking, got plenty of time. Gets rid of, looking over the middle, and nobody there. Looking for Metzger again. Unable to make it. Good defense by the Shamokin Indians. Falls incomplete. It'll be a second down and 10 as Seals Grove has it at their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, nothing going there. Great job, though, with giving protection by the offensive line. Bastion had all the time in the world. He was going through his progressions. Just nothing opening up. Receivers not able to get separation. And he just throws it deep and incomplete. Heads-up play there by Bastion to not force it, to not feel that you had to get it all on first down.
So it'll be a second down and 10 for Seals Grove, trailing 13-2 late here in the first half. Two wide receivers split to the left. Bastion under heavy pressure and doesn't see the Shamokin Indian coming, and he goes down. That's Nate Miller able to get to him and takes him to the turf all the way back at the Seals Grove 39-yard line.
Oh, untouched off the edge. Bastion doesn't even see it coming. He's looking to his left. The pressure's coming from his right. I'll tell you what a tough, strong kid. I don't know how he hung on to that football. No clue, but he did. Good strength there by Bastion. He popped right back up. It did not faze him.
8-yard loss on the sack for the Seals as they'll mark it at the 39-yard line. Now they're looking at a third down and 19. They need to get to the Shamokin 43-yard line to move the chains and keep this possession alive. Two wide receivers to each side. Bastion dropping back. Design run. Takes off. It's going to get to the 45, thrown down at the 46-yard line. So he's going to pick up 7, well short of a first down in a punting situation here for the Seals Grove Seals.
Well, the nice thing with that run is it makes the clock move. And Seals Grove, by the time they punt this ball, I think you're right, though. I don't think the play clocks are working.
They are not working, no.
And I noticed, too, that the scrolling marquee is not working on the scoreboard. The scoreboard, though, is working. But that makes the clock run, and Seals going to punt this ball with right about a minute to go in the half.
Metzger's going to wait to see the official put his hand up, possibly. That's the way you know if it's under 5. There he does now. So now they're waiting for the punt here. And now they're going to throw the flag, delay a game. And Derek can't believe it. Coach Derek can't believe it. what happens is that the punter was looking. You're supposed to look at the deep official. He puts his hand up. Again, we're just saying the play clock's not working, but the official will put his hand up when it goes under 5 seconds, and that's when you need to snap the ball. They make a mistake there. Don't get the snap ball, and it's a five-yard walk-off.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that killer right now. You're already at 4th and 12. Now you got the penalty. You're at 4th and 17. Still going to get a punt here.
Metzger gets it away. It's a short kick, high short kick that's going to bounce at about the 35-yard line and get a little roll, and that's going to be it. So it's going to bounce to the 34-yard line, and that's where Shamokin will take over. First down and 10. They lead 13-2 with 42 seconds to go here in the first half. An incredibly quick-moving first half for the Seals and the Indians. We haven't had a chance to throw it back to Sean as he gives us updated scores. They call it the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Aubrey Alexander Toyota. But you want to stick around at halftime? He'll get you updated on all the games going on. Other games going on in the Hack 1. Lewisburg taking on Shikellamy, and also Jersey Shore taking on Southern Columbia. But we'll wait to halftime to get you updated on all those scores. 13-2 lead for the Indians. First down and 10. Bowers turns, gives it to the deep man, James, into the secondary. Spins out of a tackle. Dragon tacklers all the way to the 45-yard line. Goes the Shamokin Indians to pick up the first down, and the Indians will call a timeout here. So right on cue with the timeout on the field, let's send it back to the studio, get some updated scores with the best in the biz, Sean Carey.
Impeccable timing, Pat. Thanks. Aubrey Alexander Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Currently on News Radio 1070 WKOK and 100.9 The Valley, Shikellamy leading Lewisburg 14-0. All these games are in the second quarter. Bloomsburg up 21-8 over Warrior Run. Piston 7, Williamsport nothing. Tamaqua leading undefeated North Schuylkill 6-0. Milton 7, Wellsboro nothing. Central Columbia 31, South Williamsport 6. Loyal Sox shutting out Mifflinburg 7-0. Hazleton shutting out Berwick 14-0. Battle for the Old Shoe, Montgomery 7, Muncie nothing. Southern Columbia 34, Jersey Shore nothing. Tri-Valley 35, Millersburg nothing. Williams Valley 7, Pine Grove nothing. Upper Dauphin leading Juniata 6-0. And Danville's leading 14-7 over Montoursville. Again, all these games in the second. Scores updated all night long at Eagle107.com. Back to Pat and Ryan, guys.
Thank you, Sean. All updated scores. And again, it's our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Aubrey Alexander Toyota here. 13-2. We thought it was a strange game in the first half a week ago. We're seeing another one here. Shamokin leading 13-2 over the Seals. Fullback gets the call. Wetzel bounces off a would-be tackler of Schoen, but the Blue Shirts are able to get to him, take him down right at the 45-yard line, and Shamokin's going to call another timeout with just 29 seconds to go here in the first half. Again, the Shamokin Indians leading the Seals Grove Seals 13-2. We have the gift card bingo and Chinese auction to benefit the Seals Grove Area High School Marching Band. It's always a great event. October 28th, 2018 at the VFW, Route 522 in Seals Grove. Doors open at 12:30. Callie starts at 2. It's the bingo, gift card bingo, and Chinese auction to benefit the Seals Grove Area School Marching Band on October 29th. Always like to promote all the great things going on here at Seals Grove and the school district. Again, if you want to join them and help the Seals Grove Marching Band, and if you haven't been out here to watch them perform, you're missing out big time. We get the luxury of seeing them week in and week out. What a great performance they give. Help sponsor them with the bingo.
And they're going to Canada on Sunday. They'll be back Tuesday or Wednesday.
They better be back in time for the game next week. Bowers drops back, looking, plenty of time, gets rid of, deep down the left sideline, got a man wide open beyond the defense, and he's going to be tackled at the 5-yard line by Swineford. But the Shamokin Indians, with just 20 seconds left in the first half clock, are in business to look to add to it, but there's a penalty holding all the way back at the line of scrimmage to negate one of the best throws you'll see on a high school level, but it's negated by a penalty.
I don't know if I've seen a better pass in high school than that. That thing was maybe 12 yards in the air, and it was a bullet. It just seemed like it traveled 60 yards, hit a guy in stride that was open, got deeper than safety and cornerback, hit him over the shoulder, and he caught it, and it was a diving effort. Was it Nyland or Swineford there?
Swineford
diving just to trip him up by the heels, but that was a big boy throw. That was impressive.
That was from Bowers, who's a senior, 6 foot, 175 pounds, and boy, that penalty will negate a beautiful opportunity for the Shamokin Indians. And you talk about a Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. That could be one of those if Selins Grove is able to muster up a comeback here. But that would have put Selins Grove in big trouble with Shamokin having the ball at the 5-yard line with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. And Shamokin looking in business to try to add to their 13-2 lead. But again, negated by a penalty. And Ryan, the throw shocked me. I was shocked by how that ball came out of his hand, tight spiral, and he had a guy wide open. I think it surprised Swineford how quickly that ball got to his receiver, but again, negated by the penalty.
Well, and the thing is usually you see a ball thrown. Well, first off, you don't see many balls thrown that deep. That was in the air forever. But when you do see a deeper throw in high school, it's got a little more arc to it. It's up higher. That was low and flying heavy, coming in hot. And not only amazing throw, it would be on target and as hard as it was thrown, but to catch that ball over the shoulder with that kind of velocity, that was an impressive throw.
All negated by a penalty for Shamokin Indians. It puts the ball back at their own 30-yard line with 20 seconds to go. Blitz coming. Bowers is going to keep it. Getting out to the outside. Being chased by Almet and will be bounced out of bounds at about the 37-yard line with 14 seconds to go in the first half. And again, Shamokin leading 13-2. But Coach Hynoski trying to add points here. He's not taking a knee. Let's see if he can muster up another opportunity. Bowers getting a call from the sidelines. He'll make his way back out to the huddle. Selins Grove going to try to get in at halftime, trailing just 13-2. Got to talk about this offense and try to muster up something here. Now looks like Shamokin might take a knee here. Bowers takes the snap. Nope, going to give it off to Bryson James. He gets the call. To be well short of a first down with no timeouts remaining. And they stop the clock there. Seals will take a timeout there. Wonder why it was stopping. It was not a first down, and far from it. Fourth down in what would appear to be a punting situation for the Indians. Coach Hicks trying to get the ball back and see if he can get muster up some momentum from special teams.
I love it. I love this timeout because you've got to be realistic. Your offense is doing nothing. Actually, your offense is probably going backwards. I'd be very interested to see the stats here in the first half. Your offense might be special teams right now. It's been defense so far. Your defense has put up now 16 points and last week, and now with the two of the safety this week, you got to take every opportunity you can in a game like this to get some kind of spark. You're putting Nyland back, and he's an explosive athlete. See what he can do. See if you can't get some. You've had two really good kick returns that were a tackle away from being touchdowns. I love the call there. Don't let it just go into halftime. Let's see what your special teams can do.
As West will drop back to punt this one away. The snaps have been questionable by the Shamokin Indians as well for the Selins Grove Seals. So first look at trying to get a clean snap as West will wait for the snap here. As you said, Nyland back standing inside his own 15-yard line. The kick is away. It's a high, good kick. We'll go away from Nyland. It'll bounce at the 15, or excuse me, at 25, roll inside the 15, and without anybody touching it, that winds down the first half clock. Selins Grove going to halftime, trailing 13-2 to the Shamokin Indians. Come back, talk about that first half, get updated scores when we go back to Sean Carey in the studio, get stats from our stat man Zach Showers, and much more as the Selins Grove will try to make some adjustments here and try to come from behind and get a victory over the Shamokin Indians. Big Hack 1 matchup, both teams sitting at 2-1. Let's send it to break and come back, get ready to halftime. This is Selins Grove football presented by Selins Grove Ford here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
Hey, Dad, football takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It sure does, Ben. Hard work and discipline make a team successful.
Like your CPA business?
Yes, my clients and I are a team. I work with them for all of their income tax, payroll, and bookkeeping needs. It doesn't matter if it's one person, a family, or a whole business. I get things done, just like our football team does on the field.
So do you have a playbook?
Kind of. My goal is to do my absolute best for all of my clients. They can call me, William D. Booker, CPA, at 570-374-7343, or visit me at 530 South Market Street in Selins Grove. Next that's the American Legion.
Go Seals!
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Eagle 107.
Seals football presented by Sealands Grove Ford on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com. And Sean Carey, halftime and homecoming at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field as the Shamokin Indians have a 13-2 lead over the Sealands Grove Seals. As we check the scores from across the Central Susquehanna Valley tonight, currently on News Radio 1070 WKOK and 100.9 The Valley, we've got Shikellamy and the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And there was at least three drives in a row where Lewisburg went three and out, and Max Moyers had a tough time getting going. At one point, only with four carries for 9 yards. Shikellamy getting on the board first.
Palestrini under center. He'll hand it off to Herring. Herring with a hole. Herring down to the two to the one. Touchdown, Shikellamy! Don't need to throw the ball. Herring will take it in for the touchdown, and that's Jermaine's third touchdown of the season.
Braves up by a score of 7-0 and able to extend their lead into double digits.
Third and 25 from the 31.
There's the sprint.
Palestrini
right.
With the play action. Sets up, looking long downfield for Lyles. He's got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Shikellamy! Lyles goes high above the rest and finds the ball above Andrew Ramirez's head. And Shikellamy has fired it in from 31 yards out. Balestrini with his first touchdown pass of the season. Lyles with his first touchdown grab.
14-0 at that point in favor of Shikellamy, and Lewisburg starts a first half comeback.
End-over-end kick taken by Ramirez at the 34 to the 40, the 45, 50, down the sidelines to the 40, to the 30, breaks a tackle at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Ramirez takes it all the way from the 34-yard line.
And at that point, Braves up 14-7, and in just a few moments, ago, we've heard that Lewisburg has just got a scoop and score on defense. So we now have a 14-14 tie. Shikellamy and Lewisburg as they approach halftime. You can catch the Shikellamy call on WKOK and Lewisburg on 100.9 The Valley. So we check scores from across the valley on our Aubrey Alexander Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. These games are in the second quarter. Bloomsburg 21, Warrior Run 8. Williamsport and Pittston are tied at 7-7. Tamaqua is leading undefeated North Schuylkill 6-0. Second quarter, it's Milton shutting out Wellsboro 7-0. Central Columbia, homecoming tonight for the Blue Jays as they're up 31-13 over South Williamsport. Loyal Sox shutting out Mifflinburg 7-0. Hazleton's up 14-0 in their rivalry game tonight against Berwick. In the battle of the old shoe, at the half, Montgomery leads Muncie 7-0. Muncie could be, at this point, falling their second straight game after beginning the season undefeated at 5-0. Second quarter, Southern Columbia having their way, as usual, 34-0. They shut out Jersey Shore as they approach halftime. Also another blowout, Tri-Valley 35, Millersburg nothing in the second. Williams Valley just getting another touchdown a moment ago. They're up 14-0 over Pine Grove as they approach halftime. At the half, Pottsville, Nativity, BBM, and Midwest, they are scoreless. Halftime, Upper Dauphin 6, Juniata nothing. Danville leads 17-7 over Montoursville. Peyton Riley a few moments ago getting a field goal for the Ironmen to increase their lead by 10. Homecoming tonight for Danville. Coming up tonight on our Sunbury Motors game night, we'll have a report from tonight's Montoursville-Danville game with Cody Jarrett from SusquehannaValleySports.com. And Mount Carmel in the Silver Bowl tonight, they are cruising over Hughesville 35-0. Don't forget, you can get your scores. They're being updated all night long on our scoreboard page at Eagle107.com. Once again here from Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. At the half tonight, Sealands Grove homecoming. Shamokin leading by a score of 13-2. After converting a key fourth down and 10, a 24-yard scramble by Colin Bowers. Just like that, the Indians were able to get a boost and get on the board first.
First down and goal to go. Bowers gives it to Bryson James into the end zone. Touchdown for the Shamokin Indians.
That was a two-yard touchdown run for Bryson James. Capped off a six-play, 43-yard drive and knocking 2.5 minutes off the clock. And Shamokin was up by a score of 7-0. Seawolves Grove defense, they shined. They were able to get their first points on the scoreboard tonight in a safety.
Showing blitz. Zeiders able to grab Bowers in the end zone. The ball's thrown up in the air. It's going to be a flag on the play. As Zeiders got in there, was able to get to Bowers. Bowers just tossed the ball up in the air. And now we're going to see what the call is in the end zone.
That's going to be a safety because it's intentional grounding while in the end zone. So Zeiders is going to get the sack and the safety there.
A safety for the Seals Grove Seals.
Zeiders sack, the safety of Bowers. And the Seals were now down by a score of 7-2. Shamokin able to open up their ground game halfway through the second quarter.
This is going to go to Bowers. Design run into the secondary. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for the Shamokin Indians. No flex.
37-yard run by Bowers, capping off a 7-play, 58-yard drive and taking 2:49 off the clock. The extra point was fumbled, so no extra points there. And that's where we stand. Shamokin 13, Seawolves Grove 2 at the half. And we do have an update on the Montoursville Danville game. Montoursville getting a score just a few moments ago as they approach halftime. Danville leading Montoursville by a score of 17-13. Once again, you get your scoreboard updates at eagle107.com. And later tonight on game night, we'll have a report from the Montoursville Danville game. Checking our football menu for the rest of our block party weekend tomorrow at Bucknell, it is Colgate versus the Bison. We'll have our pregame tomorrow morning at 11:30 with head coach Joe Susan in the Bison buildup, and then the kickoff at 12 noon with Doug Birdsong and Kevin Herr. You got a rematch of the NFC Championship game on Sunday afternoon in Philly at the Link as the Eagles take on Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Our airtime on Eagle 107 will be at 3. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, and Howard Eskin with the call at 4:25. Pittsburgh at Heinz Field on Sunday. They get the Atlanta Falcons. You can get that game live on 100.9 The Valley, 11 a.m. for the airtime on the network and the kickoff at 1. Seals fans, don't forget you can listen to tonight's game on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Download our free Eagle 107 app to your mobile device. Just search Eagle 107 on either Google Play or your Apple App Store. Shamokin up 13-2 over Seawolves Grove at the half. Just a moment, we'll head back to Harold L. Bullig Memorial Field, get you halftime stats and the beginning of the third quarter with Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, and Zach Showers. This is Seals Football, presented by Seawolves Grove Ford on Eagle 107 and eagle107.com.
Jason Horwitz here with NFL Media's senior fantasy analyst Michael Fabiano as we get you set for week number 5. And Mike, 7 quarterbacks last week had more than 30 fantasy points, most since 2000. Does the must-start quarterback even exist? And then with that being said, which quarterback should you start this week that maybe you wouldn't otherwise?
Well, I don't think the must-start quarterback does exist anymore because right now the best quarterback in fantasy football based on points, Patrick Mahomes, is not a must-start because he's going against Jacksonville this week. As for quarterbacks that you can play this week, well, Blake Bortles has got a good matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Dalton has been red hot. And then Jared Goff, he now needs to be started in all fantasy leagues regardless of the matchup.
Yeah, enormous week 4 to go along with some of the others. All right, so if quarterbacks are aplenty, tight ends, not so much. Give fantasy owners some help.
Tight end is as thin right now a position as I have ever seen in fantasy football in 20 years of doing this. So players you could potentially pick up off the waiver wire this week. Vance McDonald of the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against Atlanta in that same game. Austin Hooper could be a decent streamer this week. Ricky Seals-Jones is on that list as well. So is Jeff Swain, believe it or not, of the Dallas Cowboys. Also a streamable option for fantasy owners in need of a tight end going into week 5.
Last thing, Julian Edelman came off suspension Thursday for the Patriots. Mark Ingram does for the Saints this weekend. What are you doing with him, and how does it affect Alvin Kamara?
Get him into your lineup. He's at worst a high-end flex starter, RB2 at this point. Does his presence hurt Alvin Kamara? A little bit, but if you remember what these two did together last season, they still put up a boatload of fantasy points. So Ingram is a guy you're starting, and obviously Alvin Kamara is someone that's going to stay in your lineup regardless of who else is in the backfield with him.
For all the starts and sits, log on to NFL.com/fantasy. Michael Fabiano, thank you, sir.
You got it, my man.
I'm Jason Horowitz, Westwood One Sports.
Want to get a huge discount on any new Toyota at Aubrey Alexander Toyota? Just unlock it. It's the brand new feature at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com. Go to any of the over 200 new Toyotas at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com. It's this simple. Click on Get the Unlocked Price, log in, and unlock your low, low price. It's simple, it's fast, and you'll save on a huge selection of new Toyotas. Unlock your low price only at AubreyAlexanderToyota.com.
Hi, I'm Jace Brandt. When my father, Ryan Brandt, isn't calling Sealands Grove football games, this company, Alpha Electrical Contractors, can serve your electrical needs. Alpha Electrical can wire your dream home, build a new service for your upgrade, or fix that flickering light. Alpha Electrical will even hang your flat-screen TV for nearly half the price the department stores charge. No job too big or small, Alpha Electrical will do it all.
Call Alpha Electrical at 570-898-3099.
Eagle 107.
Welcome back to halftime here at Harold L. Bolick Memorial Field as the Seals Grove Seals here at halftime trailing to the Shamokin Indians 13-2. We'll remind you that Sunday the Eagles are back at the Link to host the Vikings. Pregame show starts at 3 o'clock with a kickoff with Merle Reese and Mike Quick at 425 on Eagle 107. Take a look at the first half numbers, and boy, not looking good for the Sealands Grove Seals, as you would think, in a 13-2 deficit here at halftime. Team number, Sealands Grove, just 2 first downs in that first half. Shamokin only 6. Rushing department, Sealands Grove had a minus 6, as Shamokin Indians 66 yards. In the passing game, Sealands Grove 27, Shamokin only 48. So total yards, Shamokin Indians 114, Sealands Grove just 21 total yards in that first half. Penalties, Sealands Grove 4 and Shamokin 4 penalties apiece. No turnovers. Sealands Grove did have a safety. Blaze Zeiters is able to get the Bowers and calls the safety. And that's Sealands Grove's only points on the night again as they trail 13-2 here at halftime. Look at individual numbers first for the Shamokin Indians. In the rushing department, quarterback Bowers, 9 carries, 31 yards and a touchdown. Bryson James, the leading rusher coming in tonight, 6 carries, 29 yards and a touchdown. In the passing game, Bowers 5 for 6, 48 yards, 2 of those going to Mosser for 25 yards for the Shamokin Indians. For Sealands Grove, rushing department, Khan 7 carries, 3 yards, and Schoen 1 carry for 3 yards as well. In the passing department, Shock 3 for 7 for just 27 yards. Bastion came in, did throw the ball twice for just 2 yards. Bastion's also tried to run the ball, but has been hit in the backfield, sacked. So he's at minus 7 yards on the night from quarterback position. Chuck also 2 carries for minus 5 for the Sealands Grove Seals. Ryan, we've been talking about here at halftime after the game, after the teams went into the locker room, that kind of speechless in terms of exactly what's happening in front of us. Definitely flat. Don't have that extra oomph in their game. The defense is playing well enough to keep the team into it. But bottom line is you've got to find some offense. They're trying with the different quarterbacks. But your thoughts in terms of the swapping the quarterback scenario?
I don't know. I mean, we knew before the game that this was going to be something they would try and do. Not based upon any performance thing by Danny Shock. They had actually planned to get both QBs in just to give other looks. They've had the Wildcat package with Bastion, so it's not something to hurt, but I think right now it's they're begging either guy, just one of you give us a spark, one of you just pick up and take over and get this offensive going. But I don't know if it's so much the QB play. I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, actually right now I'd say our shining thing is the offensive line at times has given the quarterback some time at times, and other times pressure has gotten right through. It's not consistent, but showing some positives. I also don't think the receivers are getting much separation right now. I don't see guys getting open. We did have the one broken play where coverage was left on Kance, I believe, downfield, and Danny was unable to find him. But really, nothing going for Seals. All these passes, you know, whether complete or not, we're not really seeing receivers wide open right now. So I don't know what it is. I'm not an offensive coordinator. I just know what I see on the field, and right now, just not getting any openings. Not able to get out around and get an edge, and we're not getting any runs up the gut. So right now, just Shamokin just shutting down the Seals Grove offense. Now, Seals Grove's defense is doing a good job. Yeah, there's 13 points on the board, but they've been on the field the majority of the time. When you look at Seals Grove drives, the majority of them are three and outs, and if they are longer, they've been penalty aided, where penalties have helped give them first downs. You saw they only have two first downs this game, so the defense has really been, you know, which is, you know, they're used to. They know that this is what this team's success over the last two decades has been, is by the unbelievable defensive play and their tradition of defense at Seals Grove. So I'm not surprised that you call upon the defense, but you're completely calling upon the defense. They're your only points right now.
One of the elements we talked about is the amount of times that Shamokin has put the ball on the turf throughout 2018 and the amount of times that Seals Grove has forced opponents to cough up the ball, thinking that would be a big element in this ball game. Well, it hasn't been, but you would hope maybe the second half is that's the kind of stuff that maybe will make the difference in this game. Can they get a short field? Can they get a turnover that will allow them? Because think about it, their only points came on special teams setting up for the safety. They were able to pin the Smoking Indians deeper in their own territory, and then the defense took over from there. So can the special teams, can the defense create opportunities to allow your offense to get a spark going and possibly get some points on the board? Again, we're here at halftime. Get ready to wrap up halftime with Seals Grove trailing the Shamokin Indians 13-2. And outside of a hole by the Shamokin, it could be even worse than that at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, here, after Seals Grove had such a good running success last week, Joe Kahn went for 168 by himself last week. In this game, 12 of 14 runs have been of 3 yards or less, and 7 runs for 0 or negative yardage. So it's not just the passing game that's struggling right now. It is the offense, whether it's passing, running, you name it. Seals Grove is just not getting anything going offensively. And again, we're seeing styles of defense that seem to do this. Seals Grove, Southern, big and nasty up front. Berwick, big and nasty up front. Jersey Shore, big and nasty up front. Now, Seals Grove got that game together. And then here you are. Well, even last week, Loyal Sauk was pretty big. Not super nasty up front, but it caused issues early. And now Shamokin, big and nasty up front. So you get some big guys that play aggressive, and you put them on that defensive line. That seems to have caused some issues for the Seals Grove offense this year.
Of course, all our numbers given to us by our stat man, Zach Showers, taking a look at that just to add a deeper perspective on the struggles for the Seals Grove Seals in that first half. And, you know, the other thing is penalties. When you have 4 penalties and you're putting yourself behind the chains, and now you're forced into a situation where you're trying to get the offense going and they're struggling to see themselves in a second and long, third and long, it just does not do anything but make the situation that much more difficult for the Seals Grove Seals. Well, that wraps up the halftime show here. Again, Seals Grove trailing 13-2 to the Shamokin Indians, as Seals Grove will have to kick this second half kickoff to the Shamokin Indians, give them the ball back again with Shamokin leading 13-2. If you're just joining us, Shamokin got on the board first on a Bryson James 2-yard touchdown run that completed a 6-play drive. The extra point good, and with 7:25 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 lead for the Shamokin Indians. Seals Grove would get that safety. Blaze Zeiters with 2:26 to go in that first quarter. And at that point, it was 7-2. That'd be the score at the end of the first quarter. But then Bryson James, 2-yard touchdown run for Bryson James. Ended up being a 13-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians as we get ready to start the second half. Again, Shamokin will get the second half kickoff as Kyle Rule will approach it and kick a line drive. It rolls across the turf. The up man picks it up at the 22. Up the left sideline, Bryson James finds room, crosses the 40 out to the 41-yard line, where Shamokin will take over first down and 10. And, Ryan, one thing to think, it hasn't been because these teams haven't had good field position. Field position's been pretty good, even for Seals Grove, but they just have been unable to move the ball down the field and make anything of it. Mistake have killed a lot of their drives. And, again, another example of Shamokin getting great field position as they're having at their own 41-yard line. Bowers under center. Two backs behind him. Blitz coming for Seals Grove. Bauer's going to roll to his right. Look it. Gets rid of it. It's got a man beyond the defense. That's Wetzel making a catch beyond the defender. Being chased by Swiford at the five. It is going to be tackled at the one-yard line for the Shmokin Indians to open up the second half.
A great effort by Swiford to track him down, but at the same time, it never should have got deeper than the secondary. And again, a receiver gets deeper than everyone on the Seals Grove defense, and Shmokin exploits it. They hit it that time. And you know what? They just went back to it quick. They saw it in the first half, and they found it again early on here. And, boy, they set themselves up for a quick score here in the first half.
They get up quick to the line of scrimmage. They stack up to power look to the right this time, and there's going to be a flag on the play. And is it going to be a false start against the Shmokin Indians? And it will be. So instead of being at the one-yard line, first and goal to go, they're going to get a penalty and walk them back 5 yards, so a bit of a reprieve for the Seals Grove Seals defensively. It will be a first down goal to go from the 6 yard line.
That's huge right there. And I don't know if that was the bonsai. We haven't seen the bonsai this year. Some of Seals Grove does year in and year out. Again, a false start by Shmokin.
And this all is following up that 59 yard reception by Wetzel from Bowers to put the ball at the 1 yard line. Credit Swineford at this point was able to run him down and tackle the 1 yard line, because with back-to-back penalties now, the ball is going to be walked outside of the 10-yard line at the 11-yard line. So it's going to be first down goal to go from the 11 for the Shmokin Indians, who at this point, just to start the second half, lead 13-2.
I looked over at Coach Hynoski. They're not happy about the back-to-back false start penalties. He's kind of just looking around in disbelief. And, boy, Seals Grove can breathe a little bit here, but they still need to come up with a stop.
High formation behind Bowers. Gives it to the deep man, James. Cuts it up at the five. Inside the five, down to about the two-yard line. Schaefer on the stop. And look like safety Hoover on the stop as well. But the ball's inside the five. It'll be a second down goal to go.
Yeah, nice tackles there, but not until Shmokin picks up, it was like 7-8 on the play.
They'll mark it at the two-yard line. Second down, goal to go. Go to James again. Makes a man miss in the backfield. Gets to the goal line. Touchdown for the Shmokin Indians.
The hole was there. Shmokin's offensive line is doing a great job. Opened up a big hole, and the running back was met at the line or at the goal line, but he fell forward and got the touchdown. Shmokin comes out with a big pass play here to start the second half. And then after two costly penalties to push him back 10 yards after a first and goal at the one, they are able to just run a couple run plays with good line blocking and push and find themselves in the end zone, about to go up 20-2.
Shmokin will attempt the extra point here. Struggled in the last one, which was no good. This one is up, and it splits the upright, and it's good. So exactly from a Shmokin standpoint, how you draw it up at halftime and give them credit for that opening play. They took the ball down to the one-yard line, and as you said, Brian, they overcame back-to-back false start penalties to be able to take it into the end zone. And Bryson James, second touchdown of the night. This one coming again from 2 yards out. So James has two 2-yard touchdown runs, and this comes with 10:44 to go here in the third period. That completes a three-play drive for the Indians to start the second half, covering 59 yards. Took 1 minute and 10 seconds. The extra point good. And the score now for the Shmokin Indians. They now lead 20-2 here in the third period. That's the Seals Grove forward drive summary.
Yeah, I mean, down 18 points, it's three possessions. I mean, three possessions right now. And honestly, it's three touchdowns unless Seals Grove were to convert on two-point conversions. So Seals Grove's got a lot of work in front of them to get back in this game, and it's going to have to be with their offense, which is struggling.
Kick away here. Short kick. Going to bounce at the 19-yard line. Niling picks it off the turf at the 15. Changes direction. Makes a man miss at the 20. Falls forward about the 24-yard line. Now Seals Grove will take over first down at 10, deep in their own territory at the 24-yard line, trailing 20-2. Here in the third period.
Well, here you go. I mean, this is going to tell you a lot. You made halftime adjustments. You come out, and Shmokin goes right down the field and scores. How do you respond offensively? What is this offense going to do right now?
First down and 10. Shock in at quarterback. Lone back in the backfield is Khan. Wide receivers to each side. Shock turns, fakes it to Khan. It's got Metzger. Hits him on the quick hitter. Metzger up the right sideline. Gets a big block as he crosses the 40 to the 45-yard line. So quick hit, confidence builder that time for Shock to Metzger. First down pickup out to the Seals Grove 45-yard line.
A great way to start out the second half. You roll out, get your tight end involved. And was it Swineford that laid that block? That was a big block from the receiver, which freed up Metzger on the sideline to pick up a lot more yards. That was a good executed first play of the half.
So first down and 10 for the Seals. Get a positive play here to start the second half, trailing 20-2 to the Shamokin Indians. Shock turns, gives it to Khan, trying to wiggle his way through, not going to be able to. A loss of play of one as the ball is going to be put at the 44-yard line, and it's going to be a second down and 11 for the Seals.
Nate Schoen trying to create the edge there, but he got stood up a little bit there by a Shamokin defensive guy, and then they got tangled up a little bit extra stuff out of those two. Nate's trying to spark this offense, bring some energy. I love the effort there.
So second down and 11 for the Sealands Grove Seals, trailing 20-2 at 9:49 to go here in the third. Schoen tight end on the left side. Shock drops back, getting some pressure. Going to take off and run with it, and he'll be tackled as he crosses the 45-yard line to the 47-yard line. So maybe 2.5 on the pickup there, and it's going to be a third down and 7.
Well, nothing going. He decided to tuck and go. Picks up positive yardage. I think they're going to give him 3 there. And he's going to put him at from second to left, 3rd and 8. So a little bit more manageable 3rd down with a positive run there from Danny Shock.
You're right. It's a 3 because it takes it out to the 47-yard line as Seals Grove forced to a 3rd down and long with wide receivers. 2 to the right, 1 to the left is Swineford. Shock gets the snap, drops back under heavy pressure, gets away from one defender. Now looks upfield. It's going to take off and try to run with it as he gets into smoking territory at the 49-yard line. It'll be a short of a 1st down after the pickup on the run by Shock. It's going to be a 4th down and 4 for the Seals Grove Seals at the Shamokin 49-yard line as Metzger will drop back to punt this one away.
And you can see pressure got right away. They sent 7 guys there, Shamokin did. Pressure got in there. Danny did an athletic move to avoid it. He's looking downfield, but again, just nobody open. He's got to decide to run with it, and not enough for the 1st down.
Good punt by Metzger. Bowers is back there, watches it roll inside the 15 to the 13-yard line, and that's where the Shamokin Indians will take over 1st down and 10 as they got a touchdown on their first drive of the second half. They'll look to try to get back-to-back scores. They lead the Seals Grove Seals 20-2 in a big Heartland Athletic Conference Division I matchup. Both teams came in at 2-1, trying to stay atop of the Hack 1. Last we heard, Shikellamy is having a very good game against the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Lewisburg also at 2-1 and trying to stay atop of the Hack 1 in the race for the conference. 1st down and 10 for Shamokin. Ball's at their own 15-yard line. Dropping back is Bowers under heavy pressure. Now he's going to take off and run, and he's met as he crosses the 15 to the 17-yard line. It's at Schaefer and Zeiters making the stop after the short pickup by Bowers. He's going to mark it about the 17, so about a 4-yard pickup. Make it a 3-yard pickup. It'll be a 2nd down and 7 for the Shamokin Indians.
One thing that Shamokin QB does is he steps in. When that outside pressure comes, he uses it against the aggressiveness against Seals Grove. They end up flying by him as he steps in. That time he found some yardage.
Bowers takes the snap, gives it to Lone back in the backfield. That's Bryson James on the second level. Still going. 1st down. Be tackled by Swineford as he crosses the 25-yard line, gets all the way out to the 29-yard line, as he'll pick up 12 yards on the carry, and it'll be a 1st down for the Indians. They'll start the clock. It'll become Seals Grove enemy here as the Shamokin Indians were able to run the ball on that one and continue to.
Right now, Shemokin just needs to be able to run the ball successfully, burn the clock out. This will be a quick second half. So Salisgrim knows they're going to want to run here, but they had that threat of the big throw, too.
This is going to go to James again. Another big run. He's going to pick up 11 as he's tackled at the 40-yard line. Often we talk about what can you do when you know what the other opponent's going to do, and can you stop it? And they have not been able to. You know they're going to run the ball defensively by the Seals. And Schmokett's still running off an 11-yard pickup to pick up the first down and move the chains. The ball sits at their own 40-yard line. First down and 10. Bowers gives it to James again. He's going to be hit as he gets about a yard and a half, and that's going to be by Zeiters. Second down and 8. Maybe give him about maybe 2 yards on that out to close to the 42-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Shemokin Indians.
Zeiters with his 10th tackle of the game there. He has 2 tackles for a loss and a sack. Also, Bainey in on that tackle as well.
Second down play here. Blitz coming, and Kai Showers jumped off sides. Came across the line early. That's going to be a penalty against the Seals Grove Seals. That'll be a 5-yard walk-off. So instead of being second down and long, it's now going to be a second down and medium. That'll make it about a second down, and we'll call it a long 4 for the Shemokin Indians as the ball is being placed at the 46.5-yard line. Shemokin leading this one 20-2 with 6:39 to go here in the third. Under center is Bowers. Gives it to his fullback. That's Wetzel. Gets to midfield. Close to the sticks. Looks like he's going to be short. They'll mark him down about the 49-yard line after the 3-yard pickup. And it'll be a third down and 1 for the Indians.
Shemokin winning the battle at the line of scrimmage right now. That time I didn't see it. Anyone get through into the backfield. Felt like it was a complete push there by Shemokin. They picked up big yards, and this is a third and 1.
Broken backfield behind Bowers. He's going to keep it. Got a first down into Seals Grove territory and more, close to the 45-yard line. They'll mark it at the 46-yard line in Seals Grove territory for the first down for the Shemokin Indians.
And you're starting to see a little bit of frustration in some of the Seals Grove defenders right now. Guys looking around, their hands out and palms up. I'm looking at my defensive stat sheet, and there is way too many strikes on the sheet. A lot of guys, a lot of tackles, not used to seeing that. The Seals defense usually gets off the field, doesn't see this many plays.
Bowers takes the snap. Look at the throw. It's got a man out there. That's Mosser making a catch, able to get around the defender, take the ball down to the 30-yard line. 17-yard pickup for the Shemokin Indians, and they're in business on a quick throw.
And you know, everything right now is working for Shemokin. The underneath throw, the deep throw, the inside run game, the outside run game, the QB sneaks. They're doing whatever they want right now offensively to start the second half. It's only their second possession. Seals Grove's had one, and we're under about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Putting the ball at the 31-yard line, 16-yard pickup. This is going to go to James, trying to bounce it to the outside. Cuts under defender and takes it down to the 27-yard line. Quick burst that time, about 4. It'll be a second down and 6. And like you said, Ryan, this third quarter clock is moving quickly as the Shemokin Indians continue to run the ball. As they get it deeper into Seals Grove territory, they'll have it second down. We're calling it 7 with 4:45 to go here in the third. Seals Grove trailing by 18.
Bastion in on that tackle, his 10th tackle of the game. So him and Zeiders both with 10 tackles.
Bowers throwing. It's got a man wide open. That's Wetzel making a catch. First down pickup. Makes a man miss at the 15-yard line. And he's going to get down to close to the 12-yard line on the catch and run by the Shemokin Indians.
Swineford able to make the tackle there. I believe it was linebacker in coverage. They had a linebacker on receiver there. Got the separation. Good throw. Good yards after the catch. Shemokin just continues to roll.
Down to the 12-yard line in Seals Grove territory are the Indians. Wide receivers deep side. Bowers turns. Gives it to James. Off the left side. Gets away from defender. Hit by Metzger. Still spinning. Close to the 5-yard line. And maybe down to about the 6-yard line. It's about a six-yard pickup that time by the Indians to make it a second down and four for a first down.
Well, Bastion was first guy on the scene there, but he was unable to come up with the tackle. Had a lot of pressure on him trying to shed some guys. Then you had Metzger and Swineford coming in to finish it off. Now, Swineford at nine tackles, so he's one tackle away from being in the double-digit tackle category. We got a lot of guys like that. As this game goes on and the tackles add up, I'll let you know when I got guys marked at 10 tackles. 10 tackles is a lot for one player, and it looks like we're going to have a bunch of guys hitting that tonight.
Bowers under center. I formation behind him. James is going to get the call. Bounces off a defender inside the five. Multiple blue shirts in on the stop there as he gets down close to the two-yard line. And it'll be a close to a first down pickup. See if they're able to get to that line. I don't see any call here. It looks like it'll be short of a first down for the Smokin' Indians. It'll be a third down and about one for the Indians.
Yeah, Teague Hoover, Bastion, and number 79, Michael Mole, in on the tackle. But originally the ball was met in the backfield. Should have been a tackle for a loss, but tough running. Bounced off it and picked up positive yards.
Turn. Bowers is going to keep it. Tries to take off. Finds the goal line. Touchdown for the Smokin' Indians.
Both Ahmet and Bastion had their arms on the QB in the backfield, and he just broke out of them and picked up the yards needed for a touchdown. Right now, a lot of frustration. You can read the body language. Joe Kahn not happy. This defense is in shock as Smokin' has come out here in the second half and put up back-to-back touchdowns. First drive was set up with a 50-plus yard pass play down to the one. And this drive was a good old-fashioned nickel and dime power style football. And they just marched down the field. Pending this PAT, Smokin's going to find themselves up 27-2. And Seals Grove offense has basically done nothing here in this game.
The extra point is good by Kramer for the Smokin' Indians to push the lead to 27-2 here in the third quarter, with just 3:04 to go in the third period. Back-to-back scores for the Smokin' Indians and two touchdowns apiece for Bowers and James, as James got the scoring started for Smokin' back in the first quarter, and then he got the scoring going here in the second half on a two-yard run, and now Bowers gets his second touchdown of the night as he completed a 12-play drive covering 86 yards for the Smokin' Indians. Took 5 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. And again, finished off by a 3-yard run by the Smokin' Indians. The extra point good, and Seals Grove trailing 27-2. That's the Seals Grove Ford drive summary. Did not see this coming.
No.
Was not expecting to see what I'm seeing here now, but talking to Mike Moyer a little bit, and as much as Seals Grove looks run down and tired, I'm giving a lot of credit to what Smokin's done against the Seals Grove defense. This gets the con. He crosses the 20 out to the 23-yard line. Seals Grove have it first down and 10.
Well, I mean, one thing that sticks out to me is I have in the Loyal Side game, I have about 74 tackles that I tallied during the game for Seals Grove. So far, with still 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, I have 77 tallied. That just tells you there's much more offense on the field that the defense is facing. Too many tackles being made. It's just the offense out there getting the job done. They have 27 points up on the board. And Seals Grove is putting their defense in that position where they got to constantly be out there. And there's going to be a wear down effect. A lot of these guys play both ways. So you got to kind of give some of this, your defense a little bit of breather, a little bit of confidence, and have some offensive success. And it looks like Seals Grove has made some substitutions too.
First down and 10 for the Seals. They have it at their own 24-yard line, make it the 23-yard line to get this possession started. Kahn goes in motion, snap over to the left of Shock, unable to get the snap, and he runs back and jumps on it at the 10-yard line. It's going to be a 13-yard loss on the mishandling of the snap by Shock.
Wow, when it rains, it pours, and right now there's a flood in Seals Grove. Again, on first down, a negative play or a play of zero this time. The snap couldn't be handled. And Seals Grove is looking at second and 23.
With 2:20 to go here in the third period and trailing 27-2. Shotgun, the shotgun formation, drops back. He's got some time this time, gets rid of it, and over the head of Kantz. Ball's incomplete, and that quickly it's going to be a third down and 23.
Yeah, and that time the route was actually ran really nice, got the inside. It was open, no safety there to help out. Danny Schock just throws it high, far, and behind. Didn't hit his man in stride. If he does, that might be going to the house. That might be a 90-yard TD pass because that was a nice route ran there by the receiver.
But it falls incomplete, so it'll be a third down and 23 for the Seals Grove Seals. Again, trailing 27-2 to the Shamokin Indians. Shamokin looking to improve to 3-1, hack one, and stay atop of the conference. Trips to the right, one wide receiver to the left. Schock drops back. Plenty of time. Looking over the middle and almost intercepted, and it is off the tip. That's going to be Bowers, who already has two interceptions for touchdowns on the season. Make it number three.
Just unfortunate there. A decent pass across the middle off tight end's hands. It's the old tip drill. And Shamokin jumps up, grabs it out of the air. They're up 33-2. PAT can make it 34-2. Yeah, this game, you might even be able to just call it over because Seals Grove offense has 0 points and almost 0 yards. The only 2 points the Seals Grove have is because of the defense.
So Kramer will attempt the extra point here for the Shamokin Indians off the Paul hold. Looking to push the lead to 34-2 with 1:58 to go here in the third. Snaps good, holds good, it kicks up, and it splits the uprights. Sean, didn't see this coming. Shamokin leading 34-2 with 1:58 to go here in the third. You got some updated scores of other games going on around the valley.
We do, guys. Thanks very much. And got a really great one going on. I'm News Radio 1070 WKOK and 100.9 The Valley. At one point, Shikellamy was leading Lewisburg 14-0. Lewisburg with 21 unanswered points. They're in the third quarter. The Green Dragons have taken a 21-14 lead. So it looks like our game is going to end before the Shikellamy-Lewisburg game. And when that does, we'll switch over for bonus coverage of the Braves tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Also, we have tonight on our Aubrey Alexander Toyota out-of-town scoreboard, Muncie and Montgomery in the third. They are tied at 7-7. Danville is leading Montoursville 24-13 as they start the third quarter. Scores updated all night long at Eagle107.com. Back to Pat and Ryan.
Thank you, Sean. Keep an eye on all the games going on in the Valley. Our Blaze Alexander four tough game of the week is the Montoursville 5-1 Montoursville Warriors against the Danville Ironmen, two future opponents of the Seals. Kahn picks the ball off the turf on the return. Gets to the 20-yard line, spins, and will go down there on the stop. Number 32 for the Shamokin Indians, Nate Miller. Seals Grove have a first down and 10 outside their own 20-yard line at the 21-yard line. So the Shamokin Indians go on the board again. Bowers gets his third touchdown of the night. He gets his third interception touchdown of the season. The extra point good, and the Seals Grove Seals now trail 34-2. The Shamokin Indians. That's the Seals Grove Ford drive summary.
There's 73 in on the offensive line. I don't have a 73.
For Seals Grove, Garrett Benford.
Oh, yes, I do.
This is going to go to Schoen. Spins, dragging the defender. Get out to about the 23-yard line, so a short pickup that time for Nate Schoen of about 2 yards. It'll set up about a second down and 8 for the Seals Grove Seals. Again, trailing 34-2.
Actually going to give Schoen 3 yards, that extra effort there. He stretched out, pick up that extra yard. So positive first down play. Second down and 7 now for the Seals.
So there's going to be a timeout here taken by the Seals Grove Seals. And, you know, Ryan, we broadcast jinx. We talked about the dominance of the Seals Grove Seals over the Shamokin Indians in the past decade. Every game we've covered, Seals Grove have won. They'd only trailed one time, and that was all the way back in 2012 to the Shamokin Indians. They were tied with them three different times in the game, not even at the end of quarters, but some point in the game. One of them was back in the Seals Grove won in 2012. They had to score with 14 seconds left in the game. Tyler Krebs took it over into the end zone to put Seals Grove up 20-13. They would win that game over the Shamokin Indians, one of the closer games that Seals Grove's had against the Shamokin Indians. But, boy, tonight I did not come into Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field thinking I would look up at the clock in the third quarter and see Shamokin winning 34-2.
Never expected this. Never. I thought we might have a nail-biter, a tough one, a battle. I just never expected Shamokin to be able to put up 34 points on the Seals.
Following a timeout, second down and seven. 1:23 to go here in the third. Bastion in at a quarterback, throws it well over the head. It's intercepted by Wetzel. Wetzel's going to turn, get tackled by Everett Thomas at the 21-yard line.
I'm at a loss for words right now. I mean,
we're fans, Ryan.
Yeah,
and
it's
hurts.
Tough. Yeah.
And it hurts, you know, to watch, you know, the kids working hard. You know, I think the second half, as we talk about Shamokin Dam Health Center, backbreaker plays of the game, definitely a candidate, will be that 59-yard scoring drive, finished off by a touchdown by the Shamokin Indians to start that second half. Will definitely be a candidate for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Interception by the Shamokin Indians. Up under center is Bowers. Wide receivers to each side. I formation behind Bowers. Going to give it to Wetzel. Hit by Kahn. Kahn hangs on to Wetzel as he drags him to the 19-yard line. After the short pickup, it'll be a second down and long by the Shamokin Indians. And, Ryan, we already talked about it. They're not going to be any hurry here. They're going to use clock as we had under a minute to go here in the third. Shamokin has been able to move the chains by running the ball and completed possessions and quick third quarter here as they lead 34-2 over the Seals. A run, probably one more play here, possibly in the third quarter, and flip sides of the field, get ready for the fourth quarter. Pitch goes to James off the left side, gets a block by Wetzel, trying to get to the edge, and he's going to get positive yards and finally knocked out of bounds close to the 15-yard line. Well, the run that time, but he does go out of bounds, so the third quarter clock will not come to an end here as Shamokin will have to run another play on this third down and six with just 28 seconds to go here in the third.
Well, you talk about not giving up and continue to fight hard. Bastion there with two blockers, just doing everything he can to string out that run, shoving the blockers and pushing the guy towards the sidelines. Did a great job there and not allowing Shamokin to get the edge.
Third down and six. Bowers drops back. Got a man across the middle, hits the turf, falls incomplete, and it'll be a fourth down. Heavy pressure by Ryan Almond on Bowers on the throw.
Yep, Seals Grove in the backfield there, forcing the quick throw. It was thrown short off the heel. And in the traffic a little bit there, too. Boy, that would have been something to get an interception return for a touchdown there and give some life going into the fourth quarter.
Shamokin, following the incompletion, will attempt a field goal here. They'll place the ball down at the 23-yard line. So Kramer looking to kick a 33-yard field goal off the pole hold.
And this would force a mercy rule if he were to make this.
Snaps a little high, but gets down. The kick is up plenty of distance, and it splits the upright. And it's good. 33-yard field goal by Kramer pushes the Shamokin lead to 37-2. As Seals Grove Seals has not been able to put any offense together. Their lone points coming on a Blaze Zeiter's sack in the end zone. Ryan, right now it's about coaching. How do you get these kids to remain focused in what they're doing here to finish out this fourth quarter, gain some momentum? Still a lot of season to play, a lot of opportunities still exist here for these Seals Grove Seals, so it's going to come down to how you talk them up and how you keep them focused for these, you know, these young kids. They're young kids needing this guidance right now.
Well, and you need to play. You can't play football in any other way other than 100% because that's when injuries happen. So you got to be the aggressor. You got to keep going after. You don't give up right now. And I don't think these kids are going to do it. I don't think that's in their blood. But you just got to, you know, you're down right now. Not the type of game you thought. You're taking a little bit of a beating. You just want to make sure you're still aggressive to save yourself from injuries.
As Kahn will return it, crosses the 20 out to the 24-yard line. Seals Grove will start there. First down and 10. A late flag thrown here in front of the Seals Grove bench to see what they're going to figure out here on the near side with the officials. But that field goal by Kramer, 33-yard field goal, completed a four-play drive covering 4 yards, taking 56 seconds, and pushes the lead for the Shamokin Indians, the 37-2 here in the third quarter. It's going to be a personal foul penalty. So, Ryan, you said it earlier. When, you know, it when it rains, it pours, and there's a flood here in Seals Grove, and from bad to worse, personal foul penalty. Seals Grove would have had decent field position to start this drive late in this third quarter, but the penalty drives them inside their own 15 to about the 12-yard line.
And the clock will run here.
Officials will hold things up here. There's a man down on the field for the Shamokin Indians.
And I'm not sure why the clock started there.
I did stop it there. So we have a man down on the field, and while they take a look at him, maybe we can send it back to Sean and keep us updated on some of those interesting games going on around the valley. Sean, take it away.
All right, Pat and Ryan, thanks very much. Aubrey Alexander, Toyota out-of-town scoreboard on 100.9 The Valley and WKOK. Lewisburg continues to lead Shikellamy 21-14 after the Braves are up 14-0. Lewisburg able to get 14 points of their own before the end of the first half and also getting a score on their first drive in the third quarter. So the Green Dragons with 21 unanswered points. Third quarter score, Bloomsburg leads Warrior Run 21-8. Also in the third, Loyal Sauk leads Mifflinburg 17-7, Hazleton 14, Berwick 6. Now into the fourth quarter, the battle for the old shoe. Muncie has taken a 14-7 lead over Montgomery. In the third quarter, Tri-Valley trouncing Millersburg 56-6. Now into the fourth quarter, Upper Dauphin shutting out Juniata 14-0. And in the third quarter, Danville is leading Montoursville 24-19. It's our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Night. Scores updated all night long at Eagle107.com. Back to Pat and Ryan.
Thank you, Sean, but don't go far. That ends the third quarter as the clock wound down to 0-0. We'll go to the fourth quarter with Seals Grove trailing the Shamokin Indians 37-2. This is Seals Grove football presented by Seals Grove Ford here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
Most of us will need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
We are Eagle 107.
Tonight after the game, you can hear scores and highlights from across the region with the Sunbury Motors Game Night. It's Sunbury Motors Game Night after the game here on Eagle 107 and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Move to the fourth quarter. Seals Grove trailing 37-2. They have the ball first down and 10 inside their own 15-yard line, marked about the 12-yard line to get this possession going. Shotgun formation for Shock. Wide receivers to each side. Takes the snap. It's got some time. Gets rid of it. Looking for Metzger out towards the sideline, well overthrown, falls incomplete, and it'll be a second down and 10.
Yeah, I don't know. That looked like it was a spot pass, throw to a spot. I don't know if it was overthrown or underran there, but a lot of space between the closest receiver and the football there. Seals Grove trying to get something going in the passing game. Nothing there on first down.
It'll be a second down and 10 for Seals Grove, just trying to build some momentum, try to win the fourth quarter here as they chill 37-2 with 11:21 to go here in the ball game. Shock drops back. He's got some time. Gets rid of it. Got a man in and out of the hand intended receiver. Swinford falls to the turf. It'll be a third down and 10 for the Seals.
We need to count how many defenders are on the field. It just seems like there are Shamokin football players, Shamokin defensive players, all over the place. They're getting pressure in the backfield. They're locking down everyone, and they're flying to the ball, gang tackling. I feel like they're playing with 15 on the field right now.
Playing with a sense of energy, and it showed tonight. The the way they're getting around this field, and they came prepared. You know, and they came here to Seals Grove with an intention of winning this ball game. Give them credit. They're doing that here right now in the fourth quarter. Shock drops back. He's got some time in. Now he's going to get hit, spins, and he'll go down. Inside the five-yard line, he had some time there early in that drop back, but it closed quickly, and he's going to be sacked all the way to the two-yard line. It's going to force Metzger to punt this one away deep in his own end zone.
Yeah, when you're third and 10, you need to get guys downfield, obviously at least 10 yards. All the routes there were downfield developments, not enough time. Shock had pump fake, looked like he might release it, decided to just hang on to it, took the sack, and just get the special teams out there to punt the ball to the back of the end zone.
Metzger gets the snap, gets it away quickly. It's going to hit at the 24-yard line and go out of bounds. The Shamokin Indians will have wonderful field position, leading 37-2. A bunch of new numbers are taking the field, and we'll do our best to get you all those names as they check into the game here for the Seals Grove Seals. Again, Seals Grove's going to have to try to refocus, get themselves prepared for their ball game next week as they'll travel to Central Mountain to take on the Wildcats. Eagle 1-7 will be there. We'll start at 6 o'clock with Seals game day. We'll interview Coach Derek Hicks at 6:30, opening kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
A timeout.
Also want to remind you that you want to stick around after the game as Sean Carey will give us scores and highlights from across the region. Plus, you'll hear the Alpha Electric electrifying call of the game, all part of Seals game night after we leave here and send it back to Sean Carey. It's Seals game night brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company here on Eagle 107, Eagle107.com. And as you heard Sean say earlier, keep an eye on the tough game of the week. 2-5-1 teams and Ryan, two opponents, future opponents of the Seals Grove Seals, the Danville Ironmen, and the Montoursville Warriors. In 2 weeks, Seals Grove have to travel to take on a very good Danville Ironmen team and finish out regular season at home against Montoursville. So not going to get any easier, but it's about trying to build some momentum up here and get refocused and get ready for the last three games of the year.
Well, right now, Seals Grove getting some of the second stringers in, going to get them some time under the Friday night lights. I think that's why Shamokin took the timeout as well. I think they wanted to get some of their backups in. But, you know, you want to get out of this game. You got a lot of film to look at. And for the most part, we look like we're pretty healthy. I didn't see anyone really get banged up tonight in what is a pretty physical game. So I'm going to take that as a positive out of here and just regroup this week and get back at it like this team will do. They will respond. And, you know, you have nights like this, Pat. I mean, it's just not your night. This is not your night. We've all had those, whether it's sports, work, whatever. Tonight has just not been the night for the Seals Grove football team. And you hopefully use this as a lesson to get better and be prepared for the upcoming games.
9:13 to go in the game. 37-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians. See Dean Hollenbach, who's gotten a lot of varsity time as defender in there, along with Isaiah Showers. Also see Nate Heckenberger in the ballgame, number 9 for the Seals Grove Seals. Again, just running down some number 77 into the game, 2 for the Seals Grove Seals. That's Gavin Carroll. Number 62, that's Damian Catherman in the ballgame for the Seals Grove Seals on the defensive side. First down at 10 for the Indians. They have the ball at the Seals Grove 10-yard line, leading 37-2. Gives it to the lone back in the backfield is Grimes, number 11 in the quarterback for the Shamokin Indians. He's short of a first down. Pick up about 5. It's going to be a second down in medium for the Shamokin Indians. Also into the game, number 85, and that's Travis Meckley for the Seals Grove Seals defense, trying to keep the Shamokin Indians out of the end zone here. 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Seals Grove trailing 37-2. Grimes under center, eye formation behind him. He turns, gives it to the deep man off the right side. It's going to get down to about the 2-yard line. He'll be stopped there. Number 34, Max Madden, for a 4-yard. Number 34 on the run that time for the Shamokin Indians, that's Madden. Also in the ballgame, number 71 for the Seals Grove Seals. That's Michael Hayes playing the middle of that defense for the Seals Grove Seals. So it's a first down goal to go from the 1 yard line. 7:25 to go in the game. Grimes under center. Takes snap, turns, gives it to the fullback. He's hitting the backfield. Continuous effort, gets him in the end zone. Touchdown for the Smoking Indians.
Good effort there. I thought, you know, he got matched up. I thought his knee hit before he stretched out over, but official sees it differently. But good effort there by Seals defense. Came up, met him, fought. It just gave up enough to allow Shmokin to get in the end zone again. They now have 43 points with 7:17 to go in the game.
Kramer will attempt the extra point here for the Shmokin Indians. When I talked to Coach Hicks about being prepared for the Shmokin team and said the emphasis was the Shmokin team beat Lewisburg, a team that obviously Seals Grove lost to open up the 2018 season. They also were able to beat Central Mountain and played well enough to come back and beat Milton to start the year. So they had different moments that they played really well. They struggled against teams that most teams are going to struggle against when you think about Southern and North Schuylkill. But right now it's all Shmokin. They now lead 44-2 with 7:17 to go in the ball game. As Frosch is able to finish off the run for the Shmokin Indians, as he's able to take it in from 1 yard out, a 1 yard touchdown run by the Shmokin Indians, complete the 5-play drive, covering 23 yards, taking 2 minutes and 33 seconds. The extra point is good. And the lead now is 44-2 here in the fourth quarter with 7:17 to go. That's the Seals Grove Ford drive summary. Kramer will kick this one away. Seals Grove look to return here. It'll be Nylon and Kahn standing inside their own 10-yard line waiting for the Kramer kickoff here for the Smoking Indians. 7:17 to go in the game. Line drive kick hits the turf in front of Nylon. Picks it up at the 10. Running from left to right. Trying to round the hash. Got some room. Gets a good block up the right sideline. Still going at the 40. And finally driven bounds out of bounds about the 42-yard line. So good field position for the Seals. As they'll look to try to put some offense together here late in this ball game. Again, now trailing 44-2 to the Smoking Indians.
Still got some guys out there. They're going to have Joe Kahn out there, Nate Schoen. Looks like they still have all the starters in.
Coming up after the game, you want to stick it around. Stick around for the Service Electric Cablevision post-game show. Ryan will be down on the field, interview players, Coach Derek Hicks. Then we'll get the Shmokadam Health Center backbreaker play of the game and also get stats from our stat man, Zach Showers, all part of the Service Electric Cablevision post-game show here for you. And you said it, Ryan. Things happen. You know, and you get moments like this where just nothing is going the way you want it to. Shmokin, definitely a much improved team. The numbers have increased on the roster for the Shmokin Indians, so it's making a huge difference, especially here in week 7. Here, Coach Hicks, even Coach Dave Hess talked about it. You get more guys playing one way to try to keep from the wear down factor, but boy, Shmokin Indians have not looked worn down at all. They came out with the intent of competing, and they've done it here at Seals Grove and off to what appears to be an impressive victory over the Seals Grove Seals, bouncing back from their big loss to Jersey Shore a week ago.
Well, Seals Grove keeping the starters in offense. I mean, hey, listen, they need work. They need to continue to work. I think that's what the coaching staff's doing right now.
Turn, give it to deep man Kahn. Off the right side. It's got some room. Spins into Shmokin territory as he gets all the way to the 45-yard line. Some extracurricular stuff that time by the Shmokin defender, Brain Bainbridge. Try to give Joe Kahn a lot of credit. He didn't snap up with any aggression back towards him, but it did appear to be a little extra stuff by the safety by the Shmokin Indians. But a first down pickup for the Seals. There's going to be a flag on the play before we get this one started. He's the official counting the number of players, and he says there's too many of them, so it's going to be a legal substitution and a penalty against
the Seals. Yeah, 12 guys on the field.
And we got a timeout on the field, so let's take this moment to send it back to Sean as he's keeping an eye on all the other games going on around the valley. Sean, Take it away.
All right, Pat and Ryan, thanks very much. Aubrey Alexander Toyota out-of-town scoreboard at last check in the third. Lewisburg up 28-14 over Shikellamy on WKOK and the Valley. Also third quarter, Bloomsburg up 21-15 over Warrior Run. In the fourth quarter, Tamaqua leading undefeated North Schuylkill 20-14. Fourth quarter, Central Columbia over South Williamsport big time 48-20. Fourth quarter, Loyal Sock up by three over Mifflinburg 17-14. Berwick and Hazleton tied 14-14 in the third. Muncie up 14-7 over Montgomery in the fourth. Also in the fourth quarter, Danville pulling away from Montoursville. They have doubled up the Warriors 38-19. Scores updated all night long at Eagle107.com. Back to Pat and Ryan.
Thank you, Sean. Back here at Harold L. Bolick Memorial Field. Seals Grove trailing 44-2 with 6:41 to go in the ballgame. They have it at Shamokin's 49-yard line. Shock in the shotgun formation. Gives it to Isaiah Showers. Got some room off the right side, up the sideline. Hit by two defenders. Takes them inside of the 30-yard line. Down close to the 20. They'll mark it inside the 30, and that's going to be it. A first down pickup by the Seals on the run by Showers.
A nice energy there. You can tell fresh legs. The Showers gets out around the edge and delivers the blow, falling forward to get more yards there.
So first down and 10 for the Seals. Into the game, number 59 on that offensive line. That's Nick Klein for the Seals Grove Seals. Showers gets the call again. Find a room. Jumping over defender at the 20. Still going to the 15. Makes a move at the 10, and it's going to be horse collar to the ground or rodeo or whatever it was, but he falls to the turf after a good run again by Showers as he takes it inside the 10-yard line.
It's almost like the defender just jumped up to ride on get to be for a hug.
Call it.
That was different. It was almost called in MMA, they call that pulling guard. You kind of just jump up, latch on, and fall back and fall on your back there, so different style of tackle there.
Cameron Fogarty into the game, number 61 for the Seals. Shot gets the snap. Fakes it to Showers this time. He's going to keep it to the 5, trying to get to the goal line. It looks like he will. Touchdown for the Seals Grove Seals.
Danny Shock play action. Fakes, rolls out. It takes a big hit as he gets across the goal line. But first offensive score of the night for the Seals with 5:15 to go in the game.
As Danny Shock took it from the shotgun formation, this time faked it to Showers going left. He kept it, went to the right, was able to make a move about the 5-yard line. Like you said, Ryan, he absorbed a big blow right by the goal line, but using that good size of the freshman quarterback to be able to lunge forward and get it into the end zone for the Seals Grove Seals. And they look like they'll go for two here. That's Shock will be in a shotgun formation. Meckley and Kissinger off to the right. Shock gets the snap. Quick pitch out there for Isaiah Shower. Makes a man miss, and then he'll go down there. So the extra point try, no good for the Seals Grove Seals on the two-point conversion try. Two-point conversion fails for the so Seals Grove able to gather some positive there on that drive. They're able to take it in for the score on the Shock keeper, as he gets his second rushing touchdown of the season for the freshman quarterback, as he's able to complete a four-play drive covering 58 yards, took a minute and 53 seconds. And again, Danny Shock complete a 9-yard touchdown run. The extra point, two-point conversion, no good. The score now 44-8. With 5:15 to go in the ballgame. That's the Seals Grove Ford Drive Summary. As Rule will kick this one away for the Seals. Line drive kick hits about the 33-yard line, rolls inside the 20 and picked up there at the 16. Madden, the return man's hit at about the 24-yard line. He'll get to the 25, and that's going to be it. And Schmokin will take over first down and 10 from there. Cameron Fogarty will come in on defense. Number 71, Michael Hayes. Meckley as well. 77 jogs out. That's Gavin Carroll. Also see number 50 into the game for the Seals, and that's Nicholas Young for the defense for the Seals Grove Seals. Nate Hackenberger into the game for the Seals Grove Seals. We mentioned 62, and that was Damian Catherman in the game for the Seals Grove Seals. Dean Hollenbach, the corner on the right side for the Seals Grove Seals. Clock running, 4:50 to go in the game. Seals Grove trailing 44-8. High formation behind Grimes. Fumble snap, picks it up. It's going to keep it. Being grabbed from behind. Multiple shirts there in on the stop. Give credit number 50, and that's Nick Young. He's just sophomore, 5'8", 200 pounds, and on the stop there that time by the Seals Grove defense. A loss of one. It'll be a second down and 11 for the Shamokin Indians.
And, you know, game's in hand. You got backups in, but this kind of stuff's important. You got to get these younger guys some experience underneath the Friday night lights, out in the field in this situation. And we've seen this in past when teams for Seals Grove are blowing the opponent out. We always say it's good to get these guys in. This is a great opportunity, even when you're on the opposite end of the blowout. You know, so little things like this are important, getting these guys some experience, because this is the future of Seals Grove football.
Taking a snap is Grimes, gives it to the deep man. That time, number five, and that is Hart. Short pickup, maybe two. Third down and nine for the Indians. Middle of the defense again for the Seals Grove Seals in on the stop. 62 made his way in there. That's Catherman. 71 playing the defensive tackle position, Hayes. Not giving much ground in the middle of that defense. Pick up about one. It'll be a third down and 10. 3:30 to go in the game with Seals Grove trailing 44-8 to the Shamokin Indians. Shamokin will improve to 3-1 in Hack 1, 4-3 overall. Seals Grove will drop to 3-4, 2-2 in Hack 1. Handoff goes to the deep man. Hart bounces off one would-be tackler, finished off by Hoover, the safety, coming up making the stop at the 27-yard line. It'll be a fourth down in a punting situation for the Shamokin Indians.
Well, good stop there by the Seals defense. Offense will get another opportunity to get out there, get some reps, put some stuff on film, and maybe even get some more points on that board.
Dropping back will be Hoover and Dean Hollenbach. They'll be standing inside their own 45-yard line. 2:47 to go in the game. Seals Grove trailing 44-8. West will punt this one away for the Shamokin Indians. Kick is away, driving the return man Hollenbach back. He'll pick it up at the 32, up the right sideline. You see the speed? And he gets crushed helmet-to-helmet play there by Paul in the punt coverage. There is a flag, though, but not anything related to the hit here on the near side, as the flag's all the way back about where Hollenbach picked the ball up. So the officials will chit-chat about that. I want to remind you that we have the Service Electric Cable Vision post-game show coming up after the game. Ryan will go down on the field, interview players, coach Derek Hicks. We get the Shamokin Health Center backbreaker play of the game stats from our stat man, Zach Showers. And we'll look towards next week's game as Seals Grove will take it on the road up to Mill Hall to take on Central Mountain. As Seals Grove will try to bounce back on the season, Seals Grove has not won back-to-back games and has not lost back-to-back games. They've won every other week and lost every other week. They lost week 1, 3, 5, and 7, and 1, 2, 4, and 6. So if it's in the cards, they'll bounce back and get a win possibly in week 8 next week against the Central Mountain Wildcats. Also, tonight after the game, you can hear scores and highlights from across the region and the Alpha Electric Electrifying Call of the Week with Sean Carey and the Sunbury Motor Seals game night right here on Eagle 107, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Shock stays in at quarterback, gets the snap, turn, give it to Hollenbach. He's being chased from behind, and he'll go down there. Tackled that time by the Shamokin Indians by Bartholomew. 6'1", 218-pound sophomore makes a stop on Hollenbach as the clock sits at 1:50 to go in the game. Seals Grove trailing 44-8 to the Shamokin Indians. We'll recap the scoring during our Service Electric Cable Vision post-game show for you as well. Seals will have to regroup and get ready for next week's game against Central Mountain. Bastion in the game, gets a handoff to the lone back in the backfield. Again, that's Dean Hollenbach, number 23. Drags a defender for about a one-yard pickup. It'll be a third down and four for the Seals Grove Seals. 1 15 to go in the game. Appreciate you listening throughout the year here on Eagle 107, Eagle107.com. Remember, we have a Facebook page. Check it out all week. Got pictures, Trivia Tuesday, Throwback Thursday. Also, get you prepared for the upcoming opponent for the Seals Grove Seals. Bastion keeps it off the left side. Hit that time by Hart as he gets about a yard. It'll be a fourth down for the Seals Grove Seals. And they're going to draw Metzger out there to look to punt this one away. Rough night all around for the Seals Grove Seals. For a while, their lone score of the night came on a safety by Blaze Zeiters. But the big play to start the second half is definitely one of the candidates for the Schmokenham Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll stick around as we'll make that announcement during our Service Electric Cable Vision postgame. Got a flag on the play. Looked like a quick start that time by the Schmokenham Indians. So we'll walk it off 5 yards, and that will give the Seals Grove Seals a first down. So the offense will jog back out. 19 seconds left on the play clock. See if they're able to run one more play here. And that will wrap things up here from Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. We won't return back here until the final week of the season as Seals Grove hosts Montoursville. Next 2 weeks, we're at Central Mountain, and then we go to Danville. Seals Grove had not played Danville since 2013. We get an opportunity to travel to Danville to take on a very good Ironman team that came in tonight 5-1. Well, the game wraps up as the Seals Grove Seals will fall to the Shamokin Indians 44-8 as the teams will meet at midfield and do the traditional handshakes again. Ryan down on the field. He's going to try to catch up with Coach Derek Hicks and get a chance to chit-chat with him a little bit. It was a game that the Shamokin Indians were able to get on the board first, and they did that with a 2-yard touchdown run by their leading rusher, that's Bryson James. They came with 7:25 to go in the first quarter as the Shamokin Indians would take the lead 7-0 and never look back. Seals Grove would get a safety in that first quarter to cut it to 7-2. And that would be the score at the end of the first quarter. But Bowers, quarterback for the Shamokin Indians, who had a great night, would get a 36-yard touchdown run with 3:24 to go in the first half, completing a 7-play drive. The extra point was no good. Shamokin led at that point 13-2. That would be the score going into halftime. 13-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians. But James will get on the board again. Another 2-yard run with 10:44 to go in the third. The extra point good, and it was 20-2 lead for the Shamokin Indians as Derek's making his way over to Ryan. So we're going right down on the field, not waste any time. Ryan, take it away with head man, Derek Hicks.
All right, Pat, we're down here in the field. Seals postgame show, cable vision. Coach, I'm not quite sure what to ask you here. Just like one of those nights?
You know, I was nervous all week, homecoming, mental preparation. I remember old Dave Hess used to always tell me, your kids have got to be mentally ready, and there were a lot of distractions. I was nervous coming in, and the first thing to go when you're not quite mentally there is the fundamentals, the wrapping and tackling and the things we saw. Honestly, it's one of those. Hopefully we try and spin this one into a positive learning experience on Monday. Still not quite sure how we're going to do that, but, we got to find some positive, something to hold on. We got 3 games to go and some playoffs yet, so we can't pack it in after this one.
Well, Coach, you haven't lost back-to-back games this year, so you've been shown the ability to turn things around. What did Shamokin do tonight that might have surprised you?
Honestly, I mean, the game plan, they did exactly on both sides of the ball what we thought. But unfortunately, we just, couldn't that play, and we couldn't get the stop. And especially the times we had the receiver open and we missed them. And, other times, just some breakdowns up front. So we just couldn't get it together tonight. You know that they're not that good and you're not that bad. And I think that's got to be the message, is just heads up. We learn the value of being mentally ready to go, watching the film and preparing for the little things.
Well, Coach, we know you'll get back at it and get this team rolling. Thanks for the interview. Go address your team.
All right, thank you.
All right, Pat, we'll go back up in the booth with you, and we will continue with the Seals postgame electric cable vision.
Thank you from down on the field. Appreciate Derek's time under difficult loss here to the Shamokin Indians. Again, losing 44-8. We'll recap the rest of the scoring in this game, but right now we're going to send it to Sean. He'll give us some updated scores of other games going on. Sean, we'll send it to you.
All right, Pat, thanks very much. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Be right back with more Seals football presented by C1's Grove Ford on Eagle 107.
C1's Grove Ford is proud to be part of the C1's Grove community and happy to support our local students and athletes at every level. They say it takes a community to raise a child, and C1's Grove Ford is proud to be part of a community that instills upon its youth the traits of preparation, hard work, drive, determination, and a great attitude. All are needed to be successful in school, business, and life. Good luck to all Seals throughout your career from C1's Grove Ford at the bridge in C1's Grove. Go Seals!
Eagle 107. It's time for the Seals postgame show, sponsored by Service Electric Cablevision. Once again, here are Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt.
Welcome back to Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. Postgame show here for you. Seals Grove falls to the Shamokin Indians 44-8. We got Ryan down on the field with senior center defensive end Blaze Zeiders. Ryan?
Yeah, back down here in the field, Pat. Seals postgame show presented by Service Electric Cablevision. I do have a guy that does it all here for this team. Tonight you had over 10 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. You had a sack and you had a safety. Another big game out of you, but I know that's going to mean nothing to you. Where do you go as a senior leader now as you prepare this week for your next game and making sure the psyche's right of this team?
We didn't play to our potential. Week we're gonna work hard, and Tim, we're gonna bring it next Friday. I promise you guys that we're gonna be a lot better, and our team is gonna be coming around. We're a great team. We just need to all communicate, and we all need to work together, and that's the key for this next coming week here. This game's over, and only the next.
I don't think you can say it any better than that, and honestly, that's a great way to end it, positive, and get this team motivated. Congratulations on a great effort from you tonight. Unfortunately, you didn't get the win that you wanted, but continue to work hard.
Thank you.
All right, Pat, that'll wrap it up then down here in the field with the Seals postgame show presented by Service Electric Cablevision.
Thank you, Ryan, from down on the field. Thanks, Blaze Zeiders. As you said, Ryan, well said, from a senior who's going to do everything he can to get this thing bounced back for next week on the road at Central Mountain. The rest of the scoring looked like this. Again, it was 13-2 at halftime, and Shamokin would get back-to-back-to-back-to-back scores as James would start the third quarter with a 2-yard touchdown run, Bowers a 3-yard touchdown run, and in Bowers a 35-yard interception return for the Shamokin Indians to push the lead to 34-2 with 1:58 to go into third. And then Kramer would nail a 33-yard field goal with 19 seconds left in the third to push the lead to 37-2. That would be the score at the end of the third. Shamokin, we get another score, our 1-yard touchdown run, the extra point good, and it was 44-2. Seals Grove with the final score of the night on a 9-yard touchdown run by Danny Shuck. The extra point was no good. 2-point conversion try was no good. Seals Grove falls tonight 44-8 to fall to 2-2 in hack one play, while the Shamokin Indians improve to 3-1. That's the scoring recap of tonight's game. Now, we'll send it to Sean and continue with the Service Electric Cable Vision postgame show as he gets you updated on other games going on around the Valley.
All right, Pat, thanks very much. On 100.9 The Valley and WKOK, halfway through the fourth quarter, Lewisburg is pulling away from Shikellamy, 35-14. A few moments ago, a 10-yard touchdown run by Max Moyers. Also across the Valley, scores, we've got Tamaqua leading North Schuylkill 26-14. Final score, Wellsboro, great second half, 20-7 as they defeat Milton. Also in the fourth quarter, Central Columbia leading South Williamsport 48-20. Loyal Sauk 24, Mifflinburg 14. Berwick leads Hazleton in the fourth, 21-14. Final score in Montgomery, the Montgomery Red Raiders. They have won the old shoe for the first time since 2004. They get a score with under 10 seconds to go. They beat Muncie tonight 15-14. After Muncie began the season 5-0, they have slipped in their last two games. Tri-Valley over Millersburg at last check in the third, 56-6. Williams Valley and Pine Grove. Pine Grove with 14 unanswered points. Williams Valley was up at the half 14-0. They are now 14-14 in overtime. Pottsville Nativity BVM 9, Midwest 8. The score was 9-2. Midwest got a touchdown with under 20 seconds to go, but failed on the two-point conversion to try to take the lead. So Nativity BVM with about 11 seconds to go leads Midwest 9-8. Final score, Upper Dauphin, the Trojans getting a shutout over Juniata, 21-0. Danville cruising now over Montoursville in the fourth, 45-19. And you can check those scores throughout the night here at Eagle107.com. Tonight, not a happy homecoming for the Seawinds Grove Seals as the Seals fall 44-8 to Shamokin. As we continue the Service Electric Cablevision postgame show, let's go back to Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, and Zach Showers.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. And again, Seals Grove falls tonight 44-8 to the Shamokin Indians. Now we look at the we had candidates for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And the backbreaker play of the game is the way the Shamokin Indians started the second half, come out with a long bomb from Bowers to his receiver, was caught inside the five down to the one-yard line and pretty much set the tone for the second half as Seals Grove again would fall to the Shamokin Indians 44-8. So that long passing catch by the Shamokin Indians, that's the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. That's the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Now, I've just been handed the stats from our stat man, Zach Showers. Take a look at team numbers. First for the Seals Grove Seals, 7 first downs, 47 yards rushing, 48 through the air. Total yards, 95 yards for the Seals Grove Seals on the night. For the Shamokin Indians, 15 first downs. They end up with 155 yards rushing, 148 through the air. They complete the night with 303 total yards for the Shamokin Indians. Penalties, problems continue on both sides. 8 penalties for both teams. Seals Grove 72 yards on 8 penalties. The Shamokin Indians 60 yards on 8 penalties. Turnovers, Seals Grove, 2 interceptions thrown here tonight. One of them, big-time interception and returned. Pick 6 by Bowers, his 3rd on the season, the 4th overall for the Shamokin Indians on the season, as he took it in for the score for the Shamokin Indians. Zeiders did have the safety early in the game to help cut the lead to 7-2, but obviously it was not enough tonight by the Seals Grove defense. Shamokin again, 303 total yards, Seals Grove just 95. Take a look at individual numbers first in the rushing game for the Shamokin Indian. James, 15 carries, 78 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Bowers, 12 carries, 41 yards, also 2 touchdowns on the night. Madden ended up with 3 carries, 17 yards, and Frosch ended up with a touchdown run late in the game for the Shamokin Indians. In the passing department, Bowers, 8 for 10, 148 yards. His main targets, Wetzel, 3 catches for 91 yards, and Mosser, 3 catches for 41 yards. For the Seals Grove Seals, rushing department, Kahn, 9 carries, just 18 yards. Shockhead, touchdown run for the Seals Grove Seals. Late in the game, Showers came in. Isaiah Showers, 2 carries for 40 yards for the Seals Grove Seals. In the passing department, Shock, 4 for 12, just 48 yards and an interception. Bastion did come in, throw 3 times, and threw 1 pick for the Seals Grove Seals. Metzger, 1 catch. Nyland, 2 catch for 17 yards. Kantz, a catch for 10 yards for the Seals Grove Seals. Again, Seals Grove Seals fall to the Shamokin Indians 44-8. So we look at the conference in the Heartland Athletic Conference Division I. Seals Grove will fall to 2-2 in the conference. They still have Central Mountain in the conference to play. Lewisburg, who looks like they're going to end up beating the Shikellamy Braves, will improve to 3-1. Shamokin will improve to 3-1. Shamokin has left on the season. They still have Shikellamy to play. Jersey Shore was playing out of conference tonight, so they'll remain at 2-1. So those are the teams that came in at 2-1 and the latest results of games tonight for the Hack 1 Division 1 for the Seals Grove Seals and Lewisburg, Shamokin, and Jersey Shore. So again, Seals Grove falls 44-8 to the Shamokin Indians. Well, that's been the Service Electric postgame show. Remember, each week you can hear Bison football And you can catch it with Doug Birdsall and Kevin Hurt, starting with a Bison buildup on Eagle 107. Next week, the Seals will take on the Central Mountain Wildcats. We'll be on the road and head to Central Mountain. You can catch Seals game day with me, Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, starting at 6. The Derek Hicks pregame show is at 6:30, followed by the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. Again, that'll be on the road at Central Mountain, and it'll all be heard, of course, here on Eagle 107, eagle107.com. Well, that wraps up Seals postgame show presented by Service Electric Cablevision. Seals fall tonight 44-8 to the Shamokin Indians. For Zach Showers, our stat guy, Sean Carey, our producer, and Ryan Brandt. This is Pat O'Brien saying thanks for joining us for Seals football on Eagle 107. Up next, scores and highlights from across the region in the Alpha Electric Electrifying Call of the Week with Sean Carey and the Sunbury Motor Seals game night right here on Eagle 107 and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.